Wars, the most banned network in the world.
Everyone that has stood up to the globalist deep state is being indicted. They're being SWAT teamed. They're being denied trial by juries. They're being imprisoned. This is the weaponization of the judiciary in this country. There are still pools of honorable people in the judiciary, like you're seeing in the Kenosha case with the judge there, who's actually doing a fair trial. But in all the Soros-controlled zones, like Austin, Texas, and New Haven, Connecticut, you see naked corruption, mafia-level organized crime, in my view, from the judiciary. Just complete lawlessness. And here's a great example of that. Overhead shot, please, here on this November 15th Monday transmission. Look at this headline out of the Associated Press. Alex Jones loses lawsuit over Sandy Hook hoax conspiracy. Now, what really happened? This came out, again, back in October, the last default in Austin. Now it's November, default there. But before I show you this, what's happening in Connecticut, father of Sandy Hook victim wins defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones. That's from 2019. Now, did I lose the suit? It says, a father, a victim of the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre, has won a defamation lawsuit against the authors of a book that claim the shooting never happened. And it goes on to say, I've lost the suit. I'm not in the book. I didn't lose that suit. Didn't happen. We contacted AP. They said, sue us. We're not changing it. That's the level here, if anyone wants to understand what's going on against InfoWars, that we deal with. Now, this didn't happen 2.5 years ago. The thing in Texas and the thing in Connecticut today did happen. Here's the report out of Texas a month ago in Austin. And then here's the new breaking news that just broke today, November 15th, against InfoWars. Alex Jones guilty by default in all Sandy Hook defamation suits. Wow, by default, that's a new thing, huh? That's only if somebody doesn't show up to the court or depositions or any of it do you have those. They're very rare, but they're not rare now. I was reading the news just last few months, especially in California, Democrats more and more just do that. The judges just do that. If they want to get you politically, they don't care what you do. They just say you haven't given them everything. They ask for things that don't exist, like give us the Sandy Hook marketing. We don't have that. Yeah, we know you do. Well, why? Well, because, you know, all the PIs and New York Times people and everything else, we know your whole empire is built on this. Empire. And it's all a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. We hardly ever even talked about Sandy Hook. But you know what? I'm going to be talking about it now because it's dealing with a system trying to kill the First Amendment. You know, they tried to use Sandy Hook to get the Second Amendment, and now they're trying to use it to get the First Amendment. And I don't really know what happened there. There were a lot of anomalies, a lot of issues, but I do know that school shootings do actually happen. I just know they're not my fault. And I know I didn't kill those children at Sandy Hook. And when you think about Sandy Hook, you think about the name Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. And that's just branding and brainwashing and propaganda. And they just say I'm guilty, 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 guilty for 4 years since they filed these ridiculous lawsuits. And they write articles saying I'm guilty. And then the judges just go ahead and say, you're not going to get a jury trial. You're defaulted. Now a jury will decide how guilty you are. And folks, they're going to double default. You understand that? They're going to double default. I told the lawyers this years ago. They're going to double default and not even let me be at the trial to decide how guilty I am. This is a joke. It's beyond a kangaroo trial. It's beyond a show trial. It's all a ridiculous fraud. And boy, are they going to be freaked out to learn I've spent more money fighting this than I'll probably ever make after this. I don't even care about the money, so they can't get blood out of a stone, and they're not going to shut my show down. So good luck. I am cutting this announcement on the I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that if kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. And I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back broadcasting worldwide. The embattled and war-hardened broadcast continues in to the fray. Cry havoc and let's let loose the dogs of war. Well, never before has the corruption and the evil of the globalist been on more of a display than we're witnessing right now. Wow. Absolutely incredible. We knew they were planning to get rid of President Biden for a long time when they installed him through the election fraud that happened last year into early 2021. But now that's all over the news that he's got to be removed and Kamala Harris must be crowned the queen. But don't worry. Just like they don't worry if Apple runs the worst death camps in China, Tim Cook's gay, so it's okay. Well, it's the same thing. Pete Buttigieg will be the vice president, a gay vice president. Wonderful. Won't matter if you're paying, you know, double for gas or double for food. It's okay because NBC News and Bloomberg News say get used to it. It's good for you to pay more, you lazy, stinking Americans. Here's some of those headlines. U.S. inflation to get even worse. Fed banker warns USDA to increase pig slaughtering at processors to tame meatflation. Biden's communist treasury nominee says the U.S. Federal Reserve should control all U.S. bank accounts in live time and surveil everything you do. Damage control. NBC says Americans should stop complaining about inflation because they can easily pay more. Enemy of the people. Bloomberg hack tells Americans to leave more, to live more like Europeans. Empty shelves and supply chain crisis might not be a bad thing. Here's the actual Bloomberg article. Personal finance. Americans need to live more like Europeans. What, under Islamic invasion and continued lockdown? And police beating over the head if you try to go to the park? Okay. Out of stock, Spain's nightlife faces alcohol shortage. Inflation explained. Biden concedes his COVID stimulus checks fueled spike in inflation. No, the Federal Reserve giving private families trillions of dollars of taxpayer money, that actually caused it. But it's okay. White House economic advisor claims spending bill could solve inflation. He says more record spending will fix the inflation. Yes. So people ask, how am I doing when I get demonized and I get lied about and I get put through kangaroo courts? And I'm like, well, how do you think the children are all over the country being forced to wear masks over their faces with teachers taping them to their heads and screaming at them and telling them that they're bad because they're white? Or how do you think it is to be given the injection so you can keep your job as a firefighter or a nurse or a police officer and then you have a heart attack and die or get myocarditis? Wonder how it's going for them. I was talking to my old friend Eddie Bravo last night, who still lives in Los Angeles, and he was talking about how it's like the Twilight Zone. Every store, every business, grocery store, sandwich shops, you name it, you must have an app on your phone to get in, proving you've, quote, have the shot, and you've got to wear a mask, and there's crime everywhere, and everything's collapsing, and he's obviously preparing to get the hell out of there. But this is a country in collapse, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to see the incredible signs of tyranny and corruption all around because you're being assaulted by it. Klaus Schwab said 20 months ago, we're going to raise global inflation, break the supply chain, and get rid of the capitalist society with a great reset, and we're going to build back on it a new world government where you are absolutely, totally poor, and everything you do is tracked and traced and controlled. The good old times are over. The roaring 20th century going into the 21st century is abruptly hitting a brick wall or like a record skipping off the surface. And so brace yourselves like when you're in a really bad car wreck. One time I got blown off the side of a highway embankment by a tornado. My dad was in the car with me. And we would have been killed if we hadn't hit the oak trees in the back of the Suburban. It crushed half the Suburban in. But we shot off, spun around backwards, down a 50-foot embankment, plunging into trees, and got away with just concussions. But I remember saying, brace for impact. And we hit so hard it broke both our chairs back. And that 10 seconds while we were flying over the embankment down the hill into the woods, took about 10 seconds, was like 20 years. It felt like forever in there, bracing for impact and that happening. So we're all in this together. We are all in a global corporate psychological warfare, behavioral psychologist takeover that's trying to demoralize us and dominate us and break our will. And if they are successful in breaking our will, they're going to win and things are going to be 20 times worse, 30 times worse. They're going to win and then the real hell begins. So don't let them break your will. Don't let them demoralize you. Realize that America is very special. We've had our problems. We were rich and powerful, and corruption comes with that and decadence. But we are living in the ruins of the greatest people who have ever walked the face of this earth. America is special. And so is Europe and the Christian ethos and the ideas of the Renaissance that really created the incredible world we've built that's now being hijacked by these criminals. And if we simply recognize that and oppose that, and if we simply understand our mission in this, understand we're in a war and things are going to be rough and we're going to get attacked and that we've got to go out and seek the opposition, seek the enemy attacks, because that's when you know you're in the thick of the fight. It's the old World War II saying of the fighter pilots and the bombers. They didn't have good radar until the end of the war. They didn't have good radar, really, even at the end of the war. They had primitive radar, and they didn't really know where the targets were exactly because you were doing it dead reckoning. And so they would go towards the flak because the Axis powers would have their anti-aircraft guns out there and would position them around the factories and around the troop formations. And so you would fly into the flak. And that's what I do. And it's not because I'm doing some macho exercise here or I want to be the leader. I'm doing it because I realize these people are evil and have got to be opposed. And so I need to go ahead and just find the enemy. And that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And the enemy is going to try to change the subject and have you fight them on their terms. That's why 95% of the time I don't respond to the attacks against me in the news or the media. Because if the public hadn't figured out they're a bunch of lying criminals by now, you're never going to figure it out. Those people are lost causes. I'm going to worry about protecting our children from deadly poison shots. I'm going to worry about waking up as many people as I can and creating a countervailing thought process and political system to challenge the globalist. I'm going to put up an opposition against what they're bringing in, because what they're bringing in is absolutely purely satanic. It is an inversion of reality in every way, and people are starting to get this. Black analyst tells Fox News MSNBC race baiters are engaging in Satanism because they promote racism and then blame those they're promoting it against as the racist. That's Satanism, and he's very right. Satanism isn't a guy in a red suit with little fake black horns and a pitchfork hopping around with, you know, naked devil cheerleaders like Hollywood pushes. It's not a man in red pajamas. It's inversion of good. It's inversion of truth. And so the globalists want Tucker Carlson off the air. They want Project Veritas off the air. They want Alex Jones off the air. They want General Flynn in jail. Because we're telling the truth, because we have the answers, because we're fighting back, because we're not rolling over. And as Trump said 1,000 times, it was the truest thing he said, they're not just coming after me because they hate me. They're coming after me because they want to get to you. And I know you know that, and I know you understand that. That's why InfoWars are trailblazers. We're winners. This crew, myself, all of us, you the listeners, the activists, we're winners. That's why they say we're criminals. That's why they say we're fake. That's why they say we're liars. That's why they say we should be taken off the air, because they can't exist and have their takeover if we exist. They're coming for all of us. And I've got incredible examples of that we're going to be covering for you here today. So remember, InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today, and enemies of freedom hate it everywhere. So take that URL and share it, and know that tyrants and pedophiles and scum and the corrupt devil worshippers that try to run this planet fear it, because they fear you and they fear the truth. We'll be back. If a hurricane is...
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Live products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients, we've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years, and is going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
country run by the United Nations and absolutely ruthless private families. And I have even NBC News and others reporting that, okay, it's true, there is a heart attack drug being added to the children's vaccine, but it's not for heart problems, it's as a base to the shot. And you go research, it has nothing to do with being a base. It's not saline water. So they just slip that in, that, oh, we're going to start adding a heart attack drug to the vaccine. And then they just come out and say, oh, don't listen to the conspiracy theorist. They're right about us adding a heart attack drug, but it has nothing to do with heart attacks. We just don't put saline in the shots anymore. Think about that. That's coming up next segment. Or hell, I got it right here on my phone. I can just show it to you here. Anybody can pull this up over headshot, please. Look at this. It's NBC, French news agency as well. New Pfizer vaccine ingredient addresses storage issues, not heart problems. Yeah, there it is on screen. So I could talk for the rest of the show about that. That's why I was talking to Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan last night. They were asking me, is this story true about the heart attack drug? And I sent them the link to FDA.gov where it says it right there. It's like, wow. And then we do some more searching, and they're in the news telling you how great it is for you. Yeah, so folks ask how InfoWars is with all the things happened to us. We're just like you. We're under total globalist attack. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. And Tucker Carlson, General Flynn, myself, a few others state the fact that this is a UN global corporate assault. The inflation's a corporate assault. The open borders is a globalist corporate assault. All of it is an attack on the nation's existence itself. And then you look at these highly paid people on TV, on Bloomberg TV, on NBC TV, on CNN. I've got them at the White House press briefings. Last night, I was thinking about doing a whole hour on this, on the Marie Antoinette let-them-eat-cake type statements that are actually happening. No one knows if she actually said that, but these people are actually saying it. And people are like, hey, my gas doubled. I'm going bankrupt. Hey, the food's twice what it costs. I can't pay for gas to get to work. And they just say, get used to it. It's good for the earth. You need to learn to be poor. Even if you want to work, we're not going to let your paycheck go far enough for you to be able to have a job or live. We're going to make you go on welfare so we can then dictate the terms of your enslavement and extermination. Got that? You're domesticated. And we've got Jen Psaki saying it, and we've got them all up there leering at us, and that's who these people are. That's who the ruling class is the lawyers at the top of it with the politicians and the media talking heads that work for the big families that control the private banks, that are waging war on us, that have nothing but disdain on their hearts towards us. U.S. inflation even worse, Fed banker warns. Damage control, NBC says Americans should stop complaining about inflation because they can easily pay more. Let's play a clip of NBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle. Hey, guys, look up how much she gets paid. Hell, I'll do it. Let's look up how much she's paid. What's the salary of NBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle? I was asking that yesterday. I don't know if we ever got an answer on that. Hell, let me just do it right now. What's her salary at NBC News? Because she's, I bet, paid a couple million dollars a year or more. She's one of the main anchors. Hell, she might be paid $5 million a year, $10 million a year. Some of those people are. And she's sitting there telling you that you're getting $40,000 a year as a single mother. You just need to learn that you've had it too well. She's paid $5 million. The average salary at MSNBC is $150,000 a year. But she estimated have a net worth of $5 million and that she's paid $2 million a year. So I guessed it correctly. I said probably $1 or $2 million a year. Okay, so there you go. So she's paid $2 million a year, according to that, and she is laughing at you and just telling you that, well, here it is.
And Stephanie joins me now live. Steph, it's great to see you. As you say, inflation's over 6%, numbers we haven't seen in more than 30 years. So How much higher can these prices go, and when do you see them coming down?
Well, listen, Willie, nobody knows exactly when they're going down, but you have to put all this in perspective. This inflation is not in isolation, and the government predicted it was going to be a challenging recovery, all tied to COVID. So it's why you see things like that expanded child tax credit. You've got the families of over 60 million kids on average getting $430 a month. For people on fixed incomes, older people on Social Security, they're getting those fixed payments adjusted next year up 5.9% for inflation. And the dirty little secret here, Willie, while nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so. Household savings hit a record high over the pandemic. We didn't really have anywhere to go out and spend. And as we said a moment ago, we're expecting retail sales this holiday season to break records. For those who own their homes, the value of our homes are up. And while the stock market isn't the economy, you got over half of American households with some investment in the markets, and the markets have hit record highs. So we need to put all of this in perspective. This time last year, when you and I were talking, Willie, nobody had a vaccine. Now 200 million Americans do, and we're seeing this push of demand, and that's pushing up pricing.
No, it's not the push for demand pushing up pricing. It's that the supply chain was artificially cut off, and they increased the money supply massively at the top to give it to themselves. And then the inflation trickles down. And they know that. So 6 months ago, there was no inflation. Then 3 months ago, there was barely any, they said. And now it's really high, but it's good for you. And here's another one. Enemy of the people. Bloomberg hack tells Americans to live more like Europeans. Empty shelves of supply chain crisis might not be a bad thing. That's a quote. Might not be a bad thing. Here's the actual article out of Bloomberg by Allison Scheringer. Personal finance. Americans need to live more like Europeans. You mean in endless lockdowns and checkpoints and beat over the head with clubs and bitten by police dogs if you leave your house? All of the Europeans are so happy out sitting by the Eiffel Tower. They're using some photo from before the lockdowns as Europe descends into what can only be described as a permanent 1984 type scenario. Then we got this clip when we come back. Biden's communist treasury nominee says the Federal Reserve should control all U.S. bank accounts. Why not? Here's another one. Washington Post and MSNBC both call for banning Republicans. Just you're not allowed to be a Republican, or setting up rules that will prohibit media outlets referring to anyone who is a Republican as normal. You must have a new politically correct preface, like calling me a conspiracy theorist, anytime about any Republican saying, you know, the white supremacist bad people. They're actually proposing that. I have video. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We've been very nice. We've been very friendly to these people, and they're taking us for granted. They're pushing hard. That's what bullies do. And they're going to get beaten in the end. Don't worry. They're going to have a big fall. I'm cutting this brief. It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021. And that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12 with free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing nootropic. Sold out for more than 2 years, now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better. After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen,
It's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints, your bones, and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor, and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula. And what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this. And what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing. And it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support with supply chain breakdowns. I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, people are pushing back. They are fighting hard. That little girl out in Florida who got up there last week and said, you guys all deserve to go to jail, torturing us with these masks. Well, that school district has now removed their forced mask mandate. We're going to play that clip coming up next segment. You know, I have a lot of people I know, a lot of great people, a lot of good people texting me right now. One of them is a very well-known podcaster just during the break. I was asking, hey, we know the inside baseball on this. You should respond to the big national news story that they're pumping out on every channel, every newspaper, from Japan to Germany to the United States. You know, tens of thousands of articles are being posted. Alex Jones found guilty. By judge. That's a judge totally abusing their discretion, absolutely engaging in what I would say is fraud, saying that we didn't give them information. They defaulted us mainly for saying that the accounting firm, it's a well-known, respected accounting firm, gave them, they demanded our financial records, which you wouldn't think you'd get in a civil defamation case. It shouldn't be about what I said or did. And so I said, no, just give it to them. They're planning to default us, and I want to make them do it all the way. And then they just said, this isn't your real finances. And we said, well, you can't prove a negative. I mean, it is. And they said, well, it's not a QuickBooks file. It's a spreadsheet. And I talked to like four accountants, different accounting firms about this. And they said, this is fraud. And we talked to all these accounting firms. They said, yeah, you can't give somebody a QuickBooks account, because a QuickBooks account's a database. It goes back to the beginning of our QuickBooks over 20 years ago. They said from this date to that date, so what you do is you take it out and put it into a spreadsheet. That's what I'm defaulted for, is a spreadsheet scan of every transaction at this company. And you think, that's outrageous that you would even let them do that. Folks, they were always going to default us, and they're always going to do it at the appeals court level, too. I've known that. I'm just going to illustrate the whole thing for everybody, and then that gives us the time to move forward fighting the globalist. I mean, it's this is not my battle. This is not my war. This is kind of like a rabid chihuahua that has rabies is biting me in the leg. And I've got a pack of wolves tearing my children apart. That's the allegory. I've got to deal with the wolves, not the chihuahua chewing on my leg. I can get rabies shots later. So you have to triage things like this. But yes, this is really outraging a lot of people, just like the SWAT team raid on James O'Keefe or what's happened to Steve Bannon, who obviously has executive privilege. You know, the media tries to spin it that, oh, well, he wasn't technically working there at the time. You don't see the president demanding Congress give them all their records. You don't see the president demanding the Supreme Court give them their records of their private deliberations. They'd say separation of powers, Jack. But all of this is about the ongoing power grab that's going on in this country. So what am I talking about? Because a lot of people are asking me to respond to this. You know, I learned about this 20 minutes before I went on air. And quite frankly, I've got all this incredible news that needs to be covered. And I really think that what's happening to me and to InfoWars, I mean, I know it's a symptom of the disease of globalism and the disease of corruption and decadence in this country and in the world in general, and really of the end of the country as we know it. Now, it can be rebooted, hopefully, but the country, for all intents and purposes, is gone. And this is modern warfare we're under, and the country itself is being bankrupted and dissolved. And if I spend my time tactically talking to HBO or talking to the Wall Street Journal or running around trying to defend myself from the fake things they've launched against me, we're going to lose the whole country and the planet. You know, it's like Trump spent 4 years, half his time, proving he wasn't a Russian agent and getting sucked in to those arguments and debates. And now in hindsight, they admit it's all a fraud. And Trump admits that that kept him from getting the good parts of his agenda through. So I can take this as a learning experience for myself and for all of us and discuss what's happening in InfoWars and the courts and the news. But then not as a woe is me type scenario, but instead as a, wow, this country really has political cancer. But, you know, I've got Drew Hernandez, who's down here in Texas visiting in studio. I'm hosting the fourth hour today. And we've got Tim Pool here in town. We got Mike Cernovich coming on the show. He's going to be in studio in a couple days. He gets here Wednesday. We got a lot of other surprise guests that are going to be in studio. Tim Pool's going to be on in the fourth hour tomorrow with me. I'm going to be popping in on his show with Michael Malice and a bunch of other people. So that's going to be fun. He's doing his hit podcast out of his RV. He's going to be on Joe on Wednesday on the Joe Rogan Experience. A lot of other stuff's going to be going on. So a lot of excitement. And really, the old system is dying politically. It doesn't have support. It doesn't have viewers. And so it's mad, and it wants to devalue the currency and keep the money for itself. Again, they have the first use of it while it's less value. Then they pass us the debt. They want to get rid of the borders. They want to cause a race war. They want to gut the country because they're a foreign, outside, criminal, corporate combine of corporate fascists that have done this. They use leftist operating system on the ground, but they're corporate fascists, tax-exempt, totally greedy, above the law. So, you know, there's the live show feed. Monday Live, guilty until proven guilty. Deep state-controlled court denies Alex Jones trial by jury. And again, people say, oh, respond to it. I mean, what, respond to just a pack of lies? I mean, if you know about a business in town, every time you walk in there, they try to scam you and all these lie to you, you just stop going there. And it's the same thing. To sit there and walk through every bit of it is rhetorical. It's all BS. It's all lies. What they say I did is lies. The misrepresentations are lies. Their attack on the First Amendment is what's going on. And they want the Alex Jones case to be able to overturn free speech and selectively shut down whoever they want. The courts will throw out the cases if you sue them for calling you a Russian agent and actually getting you deplatformed. When you're actually hurt, courts aren't going to let you do that. But when you're an establishment person, they're going to weaponize for you and attack whoever you want. That's what tyranny's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got Drew Hernandez in studio in the fourth hour. I do want to open the phones up today. But I mean, I will just tell viewers and listeners, when I open the phones up, because I already tend to open the phones up today, I don't really want to hear people calling in, you know, about this is BS and, you know, Alex, you ought to do something about this. This is like having a scratch on your arm while your leg is cut off. Do you understand that? I mean, look at this headline. Over 60x increase in pro sports adverse events since the vaccine rolled out. And then Steve Kirsch links to all the documents. They admit now in the British Medical Journal these numbers. This is happening all over the Western world where the Moderna and Pfizer shots are given. 60x increase because the vaccines all create a spike protein that causes all sorts of cardiovascular problems. The global corporate government is moving against us with an injection that causes massive attacks on the ovaries and testicles. That's its main design, obviously. But the side effect, because it has to be so strong just to create massive infertility, is that it attacks the brain, the lungs, the heart, and the arteries and veins of the body and the capillaries. We're under biological attack. It takes every bit of my courage just to not pull up stakes and move to some middle of nowhere area in the countryside to try to wait this out. That would be the selfish move, but they'd probably just get us in the end anyways. I'm not going to sit here and try to wait for you to win the battle against these people. I'm going down with the ship here, or we're going to right the ship. But that's what I'm trying to explain, folks. You can see the tyranny and the corruption and the evil everywhere. It's exploding. And denying it is what's going to make it win. Admitting it's real and facing it and not complying with it and speaking out against it is what is going to give us victory. And by the way, people are really waking up. The globalists are losing right now. Okay? We're actually winning. Stay with us.
I'm cutting.
It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021, and that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12 with free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing nootropic. Sold out for more than 2 years, now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better.
This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car or in your house that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls you were free works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts. Way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work, they work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special.
BrainForce Plus is back in stock, and it's 50% off with free shipping and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, after 8 months, is finally back in stock, and we're giving you 50% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points on the best-selling nootropic at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is one of our highest-rated and best-selling InfoWars Life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day, and so do I. The formula is loaded with natural compounds like Uramate, L-theanine, alpha-GPC, and many others that are known to support cognitive health and give you that extra boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of BrainForce Plus is a 360 win. You'll get a super high-quality nootropic, and you'll help launch InfoWars to the next level. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get our best-selling BrainForce Plus at 50% off before we run out of stock to avoid missing out on these massive savings. BrainForce.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated as even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula. And what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this. And what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing. And it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Monday, November 15th, global transmission. And I want to continue with the news, and then I want to open the phones up, take your amazing calls. We took calls on Friday, and they were just incredible. The points they made were amazing. We're going to have open phones for first-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree, any topic you want to discuss in hour two and three, interspersed with a lot of news and information. At some point today, I'm going to make a statement on air that's concise and clear. We can get that out on InfoWars so that people can share it, because I've got a lot of media that are friends of the show contacting me, and I privately told them my view, you know, just in a quick statement about the Sandy Hook fraud cases against me. I mean, the cases themselves are fraudulent. And so they want those statements, I guess, so they can, you know, talk about it and defend me. But at the end of the day, that makes it a distraction as well. We need to defend all of our free speech rights to say whatever it is we wish. That's the First Amendment. These individuals, again, are not allowing me to have a jury trial because they know the things they said I supposedly did didn't happen. And they know they don't have any case or damages. And so the judges say, you are guilty of damages. Now a jury decides how guilty you are. It's not guilty until proven guilty. And I was just reading over these articles again during the break, and I'll get to more of this later, but this is the New York Times. The Sandy Hook families maintain that Mr. Jones profited from spreading lies about their relatives' murders. Mr. Jones has disputed that, while for years failing to produce sufficient records to bolster his claims. My lawyers tell me, they're respected, well-known lawyers, they've never seen anyone in a defamation case produce this much. I've never even deposed them in Texas, the people that already have a default against me. The judge is saying I'm not going to probably be able to even talk to them. In fact, they're talking about I can't even be at the trial of how guilty I am. And it's a joke. It's all a joke. This never happens. If somebody is in a suit or a criminal case or whatever and they run to another country, then they still have the trial to put on the evidence, and then it's decided. That's basically a default. I've been deposed. What is it?
three times. A bunch of my crew has been deposed. And then they say, Jones has failed to show up for the court. Jones has failed. And then I think about some of the lawyers I talked to said, you know, you're going to be railroaded. They're going to default you. This is political. You probably shouldn't actually spend all this money doing all this. Because, I mean, we went and did all of it and did it all by the book, 100%. And they just took all that work and all that money and just threw it out the window and just totally ignored it all. And then just lie and say, well, Jones never did anything. Jones never showed any proof of anything. Jones refused to give over documents. And it's just, it doesn't make me feel sorry for myself. It just makes me feel ashamed that we live in a country that is absolutely full of people that will do anything for power. And then they'll turn around and accuse you of that. Hundreds of millions of dollars reportedly have been raised on the backs of the dead children from Sandy Hook by the different gun control groups. And that's their life, and that's what they talk about and what they do. And they go around and they demonize all gun owners as if you murdered their children, and people are sick of it. And so that's why in Texas and in Connecticut, you have these judges that day one, I remember the judge last year in the Connecticut case said, I want your Sandy Hook marketing material. And we go, we don't market the news we cover. We cover news, and that's news. And then things that we market, the sponsors or products, we then tell you about the product. It's totally separated. And they said, all right, I'm sanctioning you all this money. I know you got it. I don't know what you call that under the law, but it's just bizarre. It's like if a missing girl was missing and you're now in front of a jury or in front of a judge and they say, tell her where her body is. And they have no evidence you grabbed the girl, no witnesses, no proof. And you're like, I don't know the girl. I didn't kidnap the girl. I didn't bury the girl. They go, okay, you're guilty. And see, what I tried to explain to everybody when I got the platform 4 years ago is they're coming for you next. In fact, I'll hit this next hour and then go to the calls. But I have Biden administration officials, current, and the new ones they're trying to get into office, saying the government needs to monitor all your transactions in lifetime and control what you can buy and what you can do. And the government needs to federalize all bank accounts and hand them over to a private banking cartel. I'm going to play that video next hour. Then I got another video. Washington Post writer says rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal. So now they're trying to outlaw their political opposition. And you say, oh, well, they'll never get away with that. Really? Really? They are getting away with all of it, but separately. Let me tell you how you can fight back against this, because we're very close to winning. And the globalists see InfoWars as the tip of the spear, and rightfully so. And I'm very proud to be the tip of the spear. And I'm very honored to be in this position, because I want to be a champion for liberty. I want to be a champion for freedom. I asked to get in the arena, and I asked for this fight. And I expect a lot more to happen. But I also know in the end, these evildoers will be punished, will be defeated across the board. I know they're going to stage false flags and try to blame me for them and others. They already have, like January 6th. And I understand that somebody's got to not be a coward and stand up to these people. So I'm doing it. All I ask is that you pray for us and you spread the word about the broadcast and you financially support us so we can go into this fight strong and give it our 110%. So please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for me. Please pray for my family. And please pray that I be given focus and clarity and a calm, steady heart and mind and hand, and that I be kept in the high place, the quiet place that King David talked about of the Most High, that King David talked about in Psalms, the quiet, still place of the Most High, because that is the place we need to be, calm, focused, understanding, and just moving forward against this evil. Separately, today is the last day to get store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points on all of these items that are for sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And so if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, it is your last day to get 60% off on Ultra 12, very high-quality vitamin B12, taken out of the tongue, does amazing things, obviously, for your body. It's the foundation of so many things that happen in your mind, and in your bones, in your guts, in your heart, in your blood, just everything. B12 is amazing, and it just does so many amazing things. This is the highest quality you're going to find. That's 60% off. And then we also have 50% off on Brain Force Plus, our very powerful, clean, amazing, nootropic, good, clean energy. It's 50% off, unprecedented. We have our ultimate bone broth formula, not just with the highest quality bone broth, but also chaga mushroom, turmeric, bee pollen, vitamins and minerals, high quality are added, and a bunch of other great ingredients. And it tastes way, way better than the last formula, which tastes great if you mix it in with things, but not too hot with water by itself. But this really tastes good. I just hold my nose anyways and just gulp it down. What it does for my joints and inflammation is staggering. Just since we got some of the test canisters in a few months ago, even before we went back on sale, I was back on it. And a lot of people noticed I had puffiness go out of my face. And that's just because it's got so many anti-inflammatories naturally in it. That's why mom or grandma knows that chicken soup is so good, because what's in chicken soup is in this, but a lot stronger, a lot more concentrated. So get your ultimate bone broth formula available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And guys, for some reason, I had the whole list in here of the current sale that's been running, and I just don't know why it's not in here. It was in here yesterday, so I must have lost it. And can somebody just reprint me the last day sale deal? Oh, here it is. It was underneath the folder. So let me just list for folks what is available. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support Formula, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract, both the powder bodies and the liquid, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Tomorrow is the last day to get that deal. Actually, today is. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, keep praying for us, because that's what keeps us in the position we're in to fight the enemy. Without you, we would not be able to be on air, so I thank you all.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now, and they're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones.
Let me just say right now, I got an interview with General Flynn Saturday down in San Antonio, and he was speaking to a crowd of 5,000 people at a big event being held at Cornerstone Church, Pastor Hagee's church. And I really respected and liked the general a long time ago, but I didn't know him, and I've gotten to know him the last few years. And I've gotten a chance to see him as he's basically gotten accustomed to being a civilian leader. And I think he's a great guy and the type of person that can be George Washington 2.0. And I quite frankly think he's better suited than somebody like Trump, because he understands it's a globalist New World Order operation. He understands that if we don't defeat that and identify that, we're going to lose this thing, because they're going to have us fighting 1,000 different battles from 1,000 different heads of the Hydra, but it's the same body that they're all attached to. And I'm not saying I'm not going to support Trump for president. I mean, he means well. He's got a good instinct when it comes to defending the country and sovereignty and standing up to China and securing our borders. It's just that Flynn's message that is simpatico with mine and Tucker Carlson's needs to get out. And we need to get Trump on that bandwagon. So I talked to Flynn and asked, will he run for president? And I'm not going to release that video either until tomorrow or Wednesday, because we did 2 hours interviews with him and his, some of his other people that were with him, Patrick Berg and Joe, his brother, Joe Flynn, and some others. So it takes some time with four cameras to put all that together. I was thinking about airing it tomorrow, but I think I'm going to air some clips from it tomorrow. And then I'm going to air the big enchilada on Wednesday, just because we always just tend to put something really powerful out really quick without the promotion, without the buildup, to give you a chance to really be ready to share it with others and have that anticipation, like Tucker Carlson did with his great piece, his masterwork on exposing January 6th as an inside job, provocateur operation that's got them so upset. So look for that General Flynn interview. On Wednesday, we will air it. We'll have Tim Pool in studio tomorrow. And we also are going to have Mike Cernovich in studio on Thursday and probably Friday, but he's coming to visit. And it just turned out that Tim Pool was coming to town after I'd already set up Cernovich to fly him out here with his wife and children. He's a great guy. And boy, what a perfect time to hear from him. He hadn't been in studio in years. And then I'd learned Pool was coming to town to be on Joe Rogan's. And so that's happening. I'm going to be on Pools as well. So look for that to be happening. It's very, very exciting to see all these independent podcasters just exploding and exploding and exploding, who aren't conservative, who aren't liberal. They're just populist. And that's what it's going to take, is us just realizing we're under attack, understanding what system is attacking us. And if we have a realization to that, it's game over for the New World Order. All right, we're going to go to break for 60 seconds. I'm going to come back and be as judicious as I can. I promised to get to all this other information. And I am a fighter, too. When I'm personally being attacked and lied about, you know, I like to defend myself. But it's been a really good thing I've learned to do in the last 5, 6, 7 years, to just turn loose when the Holy Spirit tells me that something is not my main issue. To just turn it loose. Just turn it loose and just say, okay, you want to stab me? Go ahead. Don't try to bring me down, because I know what happens after they do that. And that's what it is to be Christ-like. And I'm not saying I'm Christ-like. I'm trying to be. Sometimes you got to lower your guard like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Sometimes it's part of a greater plan that God has.
Black Friday comes early is our...
It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021, and that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12 with free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing nootropic. Sold out for more than 2 years, now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, the occupied globalist government, the globalist operation, the corporate fascists have gone from saying there is no inflation to inflation is bad, but it's good for you. To now saying the videos on InfoWars.com, evil. Biden advisor says getting those shots in 5 to 11-year-olds is key to stopping inflation. Yeah, they're going to hold the economy hostage until you let them basically sterilize and soft kill you. And that leads us to this clip I've been talking about last hour. Biden's communist treasury nominee says the Federal Reserve should control all U.S. bank accounts. That's nationalizing the banks, but handing them over to the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve. It took over in 1913, now 109 years ago. Wow, what an amazing time to be alive. Of course, she's an admitted Marxist-Leninist, like so many of these folks. She doesn't even deny that. And this is what they want to do next. And of course, you think, oh, she's just saying that on her own. No, that's what there's all transactions down to $700 are being tracked in live time without a warrant. They're already doing it. That's not just a proposal. They just want to normalize it now for the social credit score. You got to start being able to punish people for their behavior, for their carbon footprint and other things. So you've got to get them used to the fact that they're being watched and controlled and get around that pesky Fourth Amendment. Kind of like juries, you know, juries in defamation cases. Oh, well, now judges just say, oh, Alex Jones doesn't get a jury. He didn't give us all the documents. Which isn't even true. But it doesn't matter because when you've got people that don't have any integrity and people that are corrupt, well, then that's what they do. They just say, oh, well, you didn't give us the information. So now we're going to do this. And, of course, they're going to do that to you now, too. It's happening all over now, just suddenly. And, oh, James O'Keefe's getting SWAT teamed. No, Stephen Bannon's indicted. And, oh, Trump's got to go to jail. He's a Russian agent. Even though it's now come out, it was all a lie, all premeditated, all a fraud. So here is the communist on television, Biden nominee, Sally Omarvara. Here it is.
Imagine what would it be like if instead of being just a public option for deposit banking, this would be actually the full transition. In other words, there will be no more private bank deposit accounts and all of the deposit accounts will be held directly at the Fed. And there are very interesting implications from that thought experiment, for example, with the much more direct and proactive tools of monetary policy, like helicopter money, which is, considered radical, primarily because economists really do not know how to manage the issue of what will happen in the inflationary environment when the central bank needs to contract the supply of money. How is it politically feasible for the central bank to effectively take money away from people's accounts.
Yeah, and starve you to death, too. That's what communists like to do, the great leap forward. Now let's hear from Olive Oil. Washington Post writer Jennifer Rubin calls for rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal, that you have to put a label on them when you speak about them. This is beyond 1984. Here it is.
But I think you also have to have some new ground rules for the media. I think they have to stop treating Republicans like normal politicians. They're not normal politicians. This is not normal conduct. This is a party that spends its entire time cooking up these ridiculous cultural memes, fanning violence, coming up with outright lies. So where is the media?
I think what you are saying is absolutely right.
So it's a bunch of corporate mouthpieces gaslighting us that all this tyranny is good while they promote violence, and while big tech censors anybody that questions man-made global warming or how us cutting our carbon when China and India and Mexico are upping theirs is going to help the world. It's all a fraud. It's all a global carbon tax, and they think you're ignorant. They're inducting us into the slavery through the vaccine passport to the carbon passport that is the social credit score. It's all happening right now, and John Bound filed an excellent report titled Man Bear Pig at Band.video. Here it is.
Man Bear Pig.
Man Bear Pig?
It is a creature which roams the earth alone. It is half man, half bear, and half pig.
Al Gore has a new Man-Bear Pig to unleash upon planet Earth.
Some people say that Man-Bear Pig isn't real. Well, I'm here to tell you now, Man-Bear Pig is very real, and he most certainly exists.
The same United Nations tool who predicted at the 2009 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen that the world would have been underwater by 2016.
Some of the models suggests to Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
Al Gore now has a solution to fight climate change that is just as pig-headed and doomed to fail as his inconvenient truth.
Sun's radiation comes in the form of light waves, and that heats up the Earth. And then what that does is it thickens this layer of atmosphere. More of the outgoing infrared is trapped.
From the domain of private jets and super yachts gathering from the recent United Nations Climate Change Conference, Al Gore touted his latest solution to curb carbon emissions, utilizing mass surveillance via satellite sensors and artificial intelligence.
We are entering an era of radical transparency. We are now seeing more and more satellites and ground, sea, and air-based sensors, internet data streams, crowdsourced information gathering, and Climate Trace, an organization that I have helped co-found, is now using artificial intelligence to fuse together all of these data streams to develop extremely accurate and precise algorithms that can affix responsibility for every significant greenhouse gas source of emissions on our planet. We have access to a complete picture of the entire Earth's surface every day, and soon we will have a complete picture of every square centimeter of the Earth's surface every 6 hours. And we are compiling a comprehensive list of those who are responsible for each of the entities that are emitting greenhouse gases, not to be the climate police, but to be the neighborhood watch, except the neighborhood is the globe, and we are all in this together. The Lancet Commission has now told us that we could, if we do not act, expect to see 1 billion climate refugees migrating across borders. We cannot allow this wave of authoritarian populism to spread around our world. This sustainability revolution has the magnitude of the Industrial Revolution and the speed of the digital revolution.
But per usual, the man, bear, pig hunter didn't think this one out. As Zero Hedge points out, what Gore and his 300 satellites will find is that it is the elite, super-rich luxury class who are the world's largest polluters. New research by the Institute for European Environmental Policy and the Stockholm Environment Institute has found that by 2030, the carbon footprints of the wealthiest 1% of humanity are on track to be 30 times larger than the size compatible with limiting global warming by 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, the Paris Agreement's more ambitious temperature target. The report notes that should current trends continue, the richest 1% will account for 16% of global CO2 emissions in 2030.
What is that, a pig bear man?
No, stupid. It's man bear pig.
Nobody will listen to me with cereal!
Do you want me to get the ex-vice president out of here?
Nah, I feel kind of bad for him. I don't think he has any friends.
We can all thank the man bear pig hunter for targeting the true source of climate change, himself, and his so-called friends. John Bound reporting.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon. I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. And I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients, we've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com. After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen, it's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints and your bones and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. And they're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Chapters to this book, and America is not done yet, and neither is the people of faith. All right, let me move away from the incredible news on the inflation front to this news right here. And this is bigger than just the vaccine, bigger than the checkpoints, bigger than the martial law, lockdowns they're trying to reinstate all over the United States again in blue cities and blue states. This is about what reverses their control. Because the globalists have the executive branch, they have the Congress, they have most of the courts, and they have most of the cities. But they don't have the people that live in those cities. They've maintained their control through election fraud, and they know that. Victory. Florida school district ends mask mandate after 8-year-old girl told them they should be in prison. Palm Beach County School District has ended a mask mandate just days after a second grade girl told school board officials they should all rot in jail for forcing children to wear face coverings against their will. As reported last week, 8-year-old Fiona Leshels of Tampa Bay was suspended almost 40 times for refusing to comply with the mandate, which the school kept in place despite the state ending mask mandates in July and the governor prohibiting it by executive order. So here's what she had to say. And this young lady speaks for all of us, because if the tyrants think they're going to silence Alex Jones or James O'Keefe or Tucker Carlson, they've got to stop the American people. Just like Trump always said, if you think they're just doing this because they hate me, you're wrong. They're coming after me because they want to get to you. But it's also the other way around. If they're able to basically get the American people, I'm up a creek as well. We're all in this together. And I sleep good at night knowing you're supporting us and you're praying for us and you're out there. And I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for keeping us in the fight, because that is our destiny. That is what I know I'm meant to do. I was born for this moment we are alive in right now. And I want to be a champion for freedom. I want to be your champion. And I know I'm a sinner, and I know I'm fallen. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm telling you, and I've proven that I'll do what I say I'm going to do, and I'll do it the best of my ability. And I'll fall. I'll stumble. Hell, I'll sometimes blow a gasket, but I've got my soul pointed in the right direction. And I want you to know that you are my champions. You are the people I know that are out there fighting this evil and standing against it. And I know God loves you, and I know the devil hates you. So I want to thank you all, and I want to thank this young lady. Here's what she had to say defiantly. And I'll just be honest with you. My oldest daughter is a wonderful person. And she wanted to go to public school a few years ago because her friends went there, and I let her go. And she's been a good young lady. She's about to get out of high school. And she just recently figured out it was all stupid and said she was sick of it because of the mask and all of it. She just wants to go back to private school and graduate.
But I let her, you know, have it, have the way she wanted it. And she said, I don't want to be like you. I love you. I respect you, but I don't want to confront people and stuff. That's what you do, Dad. And I'm glad you're doing it for us. But she said, you know, I just don't want to go to school anymore since they want to make me wear the mask. I just want to go to, you know, private school somewhere where I don't have to. And now that's happening. We got her out a few weeks ago. Now she's going to graduate at a private school that doesn't make you wear a mask. But I understand that she didn't want to stand up and fight them. You know, sometimes your children don't do the things you'd want them to do. Sometimes they don't follow in your footsteps. But I know this young lady is doing exactly what I asked my daughter to do. I said, you need to go in there. You need to get expelled over and over again. We're going to sue them. We're going to stand up. She said, I don't want to grandstand. I said, it's not about grandstanding. I said, it's about not letting them push everybody around. That's what our family does, is we lead the attack. But I said, I'm not going to try to make you do it. And she didn't do it. And I'm not putting my daughter down. I'm telling the story because it's true. So, but this is how God works. There's other people out there, other people's daughters that are fighting. And that's what this is all about. And of course, my daughter spoke out, got expelled a couple times not wearing a mask. And then she just was sick of it. And I get it. Part of her protest is pulling out, not being part of that anymore. But this is what I wanted to see. And now I get to see it. Here it is.
My name is Fiona Lachos, and I am in second grade at Discovery Key Elementary. I am back to talk to you again today. And for anyone who thinks I didn't write my speech last time is wrong. I wanted to be here then, just like I do now. Sorry if I am supposed to be scared when I see people yelling at these meetings. So I am back today, and tomorrow is my birthday. I am going to get suspended if I don't wear a mask for 3 more days. Just because I get suspended for not wearing a mask isn't going to change my mind. You can keep suspending me. I still have the right not to wear a mask. It is not fair that I'm getting punished because you guys, the school board, are not following the law. That is not fair. It just isn't right. I'm still going to stand up for what I believe in, and nothing's going to change my mind. I've been getting suspended a lot because I'm wearing a mask. Do you know how dirty masks are? Because you touch the mask, you put it on your face, you breathe all those germs in because you have lots of bacteria on your hand. And okay, yeah, I hope you all go to jail for doing this to me.
Yeah.
Woo! And my family is proud of me, and my Uncle Murphy that is in heaven is really proud of me, and I want to say Burke sucks, but instead of, your rules suck.
You know, she really wrote that herself, and that was all real. That's what made it so powerful. And that's what it's all about. This is a cult saying, you're all sick, you're all evil, you're dirty, wear a mask. This is a cult saying, oh, you need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shots. Now Bill Gates says, oh, sorry, the vaccine didn't work. We got a new one coming out. And so did Fauci. I mean, have we figured this out yet? This is tyrannical corporate government using behavioral psychologists to try to take over the planet while they steal everybody's money and devalue the currency. And they're a political system going down. Almost no one believes them or supports them. We're winning. We just got to take the pain, push through, stand up, say no, and move forward. Absolutely insane. But they're counting on everybody just not wanting to make a fuss and just going along with this. No, we're going to a very dark, evil place. We're already there. We've got to say no. We've got to escape from the grasp of this system now. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If a hurricane is smashed.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because My main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021, and that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12, the free shipping, double Patriot points, that's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing nootropic. Sold out for more than 2 years, now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better. I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support with supply chain breakdowns. I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years and is going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today, a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I'm going to be hosting until 3 p.m. Central today. Drew Hernandez will be in studio, one of the star witnesses in the Kyle Rittenhouse case that will soon go to a jury. Been a bunch of big developments in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. We'll be talking about that in the fourth hour. Right now, I want to give the number out for listeners to join us on air. We've covered a lot of news and a lot of information so far. What do you make of it now being admitted with more indictments that the latest indictment reveals Dirty Rod Rosenstein, FBI, DOJ, lied and withheld information from GOP House investigators on junk Russia dossier. And now new documents have come out that John Brennan told Obama before he left office that Hillary had launched it as a pretext to distract away from her laptop and from her other computer files she destroyed. But again, these criminals are being protected. We also have a lot of other inflation news we're going to be getting to. We have a lot of other geopolitical news from around the world. And of course, I have been really focused on COVID-19 because that's the pretext and the scaffolding or the infrastructure of the entire globalist world government takeover. And there is a lot of news there. I mean, it is Twilight Zone-esque to look at major newspapers from around the world reporting massive heart attacks and problems after the shot, and to have major medical journals admitting it. And then if you try to promote that or talk about that happening, or if medical doctors talk about it on major internet platforms, they get suspended or they get expelled. They get taken down. They get removed. They get put in the phantom zone. They get deplatformed. I mean, I've got stacks of studies and news on this, and it's just crazy. You know, there was another PolitiFact article. I see them all the time without even looking for them. They're everywhere. Alex Jones lying again, pants on fire. Why Jones came out and he said that there's a move to inoculate children without parental consent. And there is our parental consent laws on the books in all 50 states, so that's not true. And in almost every case, these fact checkers show you to be a liar by building a straw man that doesn't exist. Yeah, we know there's laws against this. But I gave a bunch of examples of where schools have been caught doing it and where they're promoting doing it and where they have ice cream trucks going around giving people free ice cream and debit cards with $20, $30 on them, discount cards, if they take the shot. And politicians saying children should have the right to take it, and then them doing it in England, doing it in Germany, doing it in Australia, doing it in Canada, doing it in San Francisco, and then mandating it down to five-year-olds and trying to make them take it. They had a fact check out there saying nobody's making children take shots. When what do you call all this intimidation? Oh, man, this is a crazy, crazy, crazy time to be alive. And the system just wants an excuse and a pretext to collapse everything, because they think once you're so poor, you can't even get enough food on the table, you'll suddenly submit to them and accept their communist takeover while offshore billionaires control everything and are tax exempt. That's their admitted strategy, their admitted plan. But I tell you what, do this. Cue up Bill Gates from last week and then Fauci on Friday, both saying the vaccine doesn't work, because now there's a new article on InfoWars.com from RT, where Bill Gates' organizations, who are in control of the health services in most of the countries of the world, have got a new vaccine. So after 3, 4, 5 shots, all these booster shots, all this illness, don't worry, now we've got a vaccine. That is going to finally protect you. Oh, but I wasn't allowed to say the last one didn't work. And of course, you know, this one isn't going to work as well, because they're not meant to work to make you where you don't get cold viruses. They're meant to cause blood clots and autoimmune problems and ADE and attacks on the ovaries, which is in major studies. They think there's too many people. They just did it. And they're moving against everybody, and they know they don't want studies in 10 years that people that didn't take the shot can have kids, but those that did have it can't. They're going to claim something else sterilized everybody. They don't want to get the blame for that. That's why you got to take it. Everybody's got to take it. Wow, what a horrifying thing. And what's even more disgusting is watching people in the system, politicians, lawyers, media people, pretend like they're part of the ruling class. Pretend like they're part of a winning team. Pretend like they're on the ball and that they're the winners, when even the highest level people running this are losers. They're slaves of the devil. I mean, the system they're bringing in is hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. And if the public would just wake up and realize that, we'd be out of the woods very, very quickly, but we're not. Instead, we're going very, very deep into the woods. We're going to very, very dark, dangerous places very, very quickly. But because they do it in increments, they think nobody has enough of a memory to figure out, hey, this is the Great Reset, the reason things cost too much. Hey, well, they defunded the police. That's why crimes exploded. But now they're trying to put nonviolent patriots in jail. Hey, well, what's, like I'm a prisoner, but the criminals run free? This is a takedown of civilization. And they've made their move. They're committed now. That's why we're in a death battle. That's why getting every article and every video from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and every report out to everyone you know is important, because people are going to be very receptive during this tyranny. And that's how we build the opposition to get out of it. But if we just fold during this takeover, they're going to just keep pressing and pushing and taking us to places that are even hard for me to imagine. Because I theoretically knew all this was coming, and I was ready for it mentally and spiritually, but it's still, to experience it is a different animal altogether. So here's Fauci and then, or Gates and then Fauci, just quietly admitting, oh, by the way, it doesn't work, but don't worry, we got more shots coming for you.
Economic damage, the deaths, it's been completely horrific. And I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
Point number three, we are seeing something that is really interesting, and I'd like to get a little bit more unpacking of it with you in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we're starting to see waning immunity against infection and waning immunity in the beginning aspect against hospitalization. And if you look at Israel,
mm-hmm.
which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us in the dynamics of the outbreak, in their vaccine response, and in every other element of the outbreak, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death, which is starting to now involve all age groups. It isn't just the elderly.
Mm.
So if one looks back at this, one can say, do you know, it isn't as if a booster is a bonus, but a booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
So it was always going to work. It was 96% effective. You couldn't say that it had waning immunity or that it erased your immunity. And now he just admits it.
I'm cutting this. Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever. And 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're gonna love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car, in your house that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls to you are free. It works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work. They work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special. This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car, in your house that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls to you are free. It works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work. They work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. And they're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the entire next hour will be your phone calls. Then Drew Hernandez is going to be in studio. Any subject you want to cover, 877-789-2539, 877-789, Alex, 877-789-2539. And we've got already just putting the number on screen for a few seconds last segment. We've got Barry and Mike and Kevin and Nicholas and Hector and others. Your calls are all coming up, 877-789-2539. But I want to air just a short part of a compilation, because there's hours of this, of why they want us off air. It really freaks out the globalists that we specifically, over a decade ago, and then again 3 years ago, predicted they'd use a virus and then make us wear masks and lock things down and do exactly what they did, and then claim it'd be a short lockdown, but then they would start extending it and that they would normalize a form of martial law. Now, I knew that because the Rockefeller Foundation runs the show when it comes to medical tyranny. They now officially run U.S. government policy. So people are like, how do you know that? Well, because they have for over 120 years. I mean, they run the show. They created Hitler. That came out in the Nuremberg trial. So here's part of that report. And then we're going to go to break and come back and start taking your phone calls. But this is what InfoWars is all about, and this is why they want us off air. That means this is what you want to share. This is the information you want to get out to everybody you know. What did I and Dr. Group and others, and Dr. Blaylock, who's a brain surgeon, what have we talked about in the past here on the air? That the globalists have said in their white papers, in their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. They teach that everywhere, that the world without humans would be great, we need to depopulate, China's been the center of one-child policy, all of this, and that it would be good to cull the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency, societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago. And when he got confronted by it by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government. It may not be this year, but this is the globalist plan. I'm Alex Jones. You have been warned. Tuned in to this special Father's Day edition of the Alex Jones Show. We have been following very closely for several years Disease X that the UN World Health Organization has predicted could wipe out humanity. Now, there's a spectrum of Disease X type pathogens in the virus family that they would call a Disease X, mainly the bird flu variety, the mousepox variety, and also what would be known as airborne Ebola. I have four children. I love my family. I have studied history in great detail. And I understand how big a threat this is. Now, Zero Hedge has an incredibly important article that's a boil down from the World Health Organization and just mentions and blurbs out of the Chinese news that they're basically keeping quiet. And the story's also posted in full at InfoWars.com that a new strain of bird flu that kills 40% of humans that contracted it just showed up this week and has already killed 100 people plus. And that's old news. Previous bird flus that they thought were incredibly deadly only killed 1%, then 3%, then 6%. The last one was 9%. Remember decades ago when they were worried it might go airborne? We have a graphic from the UN showing that it is now airborne. This is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen, because this should be the top news story in the world. Regular flu, it's estimated, even with compromised immune systems, might kill 1% of people that come in contact with it. The influenza plague that hit during World War I was estimated to kill around 10% of people that came in contact with it. And the estimates are 100 to 150 million to 200 million because good records weren't kept. It's at least 100 million people with a flu that killed around 11%. This kills 38.3%, according to the UN. They've rounded up to 40%. And it's exponentially getting more deadly in these giant factory farms in China. And if you look at the graphic and put it back on there from the UN, you can get it from the air, from fowl, ducks, chicken manure, feces, or you can get it from particulate and the virus.
All right, that's
in
good.
The air.
It goes on for another, 10 minutes, and then I talk about how I believe they're going to basically release it as the pretext for control, and I show more of the documents. You can find that full video from several years ago at band.video, Alex Jones prediction section, Alex Jones predicted COVID. You can watch the whole thing. That's just a small part of it. But they don't want us being serious-minded. They don't want us
having common sense. They don't want us to be smart at any level. They want us to be a bunch of idiots. And I even predicted a year ago, I said, when they start giving these injections, these blood clot injections, clot shots, wasn't hard to predict, to children who don't ever have heart attacks, super rare, they're going to just say, oh, heart attacks and strokes and blood clots are more common in children than you thought. It's now on TV ads, radio ads, billboards, the sides of buses. And the Babylon Bee, in fact, cue it up, guys. The Babylon Bee put out a joke piece about Elmo, where Elmo, you know, is having myocarditis or having a heart attack. But I watched the piece, and it's not even satire. This is what they're doing on Sesame Street. This is so insane. So we're going to play that as well coming up. We're going to go to break and come back with all the great callers that are patiently holding. Separately, if you want to stand up against the globalists and you want to let them know that you're not backing down and that you're going to defend independent media during the most important time to have independent media that's pro-human and tells the truth and challenges the lies and questions all these big public events and stage things these people pull off, then you need to help keep us on air, plus get great products while you're at it. Why would you want to shop with the big box stores? Why would you want to support the big mega corporations? Why would you go out of your way to do that? No, go out of your way to support people that tell the truth and fight tyranny, which you've been doing. And that's why you are the tip of the spear. It's not just me or this crew. You are the reason we've been so successful together. So today is the last day of what we do for the last 9 years we've been doing this. Black Friday comes early, the first 2 weeks of November. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, super high-quality B12. It is about to go off sale at 60% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock. It's discounted, about to go off sale. BrainForce Plus, it's about to go off sale, back in stock. Or you can simply call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Living Defense, that flushes out your guts in its next-level probiotic, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, very high curcuminoid, extremely good for your immune system and for inflammation. 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's the powdered capsules, 95% curcuminoid. It's 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, it's 50% off. So the toothpaste is not going to be 50% off. The Ultra 12 is not going to be 60% off. A bunch of these sales are going away today. This really is the last day. InfoWarsStore.com and all the storable food, high quality, ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off. That's a huge sale. That's like last year's prices. They're going to go up in the new year. So you're not just getting last year's prices. You're getting 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. My Patriot's the biggest food supplier in the country now. That's how they're able to do it. They're only 15 years old. They're now the biggest the last 3-4 years because they've really done a great job. We have the best deals they've got. Their regular stuff's not 10% off right now. We just take that out of the profit we make. We make like 20 to 30% on this. Most places mark up the food 2 or 3 times. They don't do that. We don't do that. So when we're doing 10% off, that's taking like a third of our profit off this just so you get that great deal. And then the money we do make helps fund the operation. So I'd get your storable food now. That's one more checkbox off so you're not dependent on the system at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. And I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and BrainForce Plus, and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products, and that's why for more than 2 years we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth, and we could never get the ingredients again until now, and we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients, we've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here in this hour, every person on the board, Samantha, Ragnarok, Barry, Mike, Nicholas, Lynn, Liza, Hector, and others. Let's go ahead and take a clear first from Nicholas in Chicago. Nicholas, welcome.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Brother, I am just in the thick of battle with the New World Order, exactly where I want to be.
Hey, you're in the right place. Man, I've been trying to call for months, and finally got through. So, okay, I won't waste any more of your time. I wanted to call and say that, you know, about, regarding all the food shortages and all that. And I always hear like things like, you know, like get out of cities, get out into the country and all this. And I look at it and I go, you know, when I go to the major food chains, like if I go to like a Whole Foods or, you know, like a big store here, like a Walmart or something. Yeah, you definitely see it a lot more. It's very prevalent. You can see it. But when I go to like the local stores here, like I go up to Devon, do a lot of shopping at like a lot of the Indian grocery stores. Man, they're packed. There's no shortage there. And I feel like going out into the country, you're going to have a much more difficult time. You know, you're definitely going to be in a situation where you're up a creek and you're not going to be able to find the things that you're looking for because everyone's going to go to the local Walmart, you know? So I just want to put that in perspective. People think that moving out of the country, you're just going to get away from everything, you know?
I want to be clear with you. It's during any communist or authoritarian takeover, the first people they're able to totally enslave is in the city. It's what happens to the starving hordes of people. Obviously, there's not as many stores. Things aren't as plentiful to someone who's observing from a store in the countryside. When we talk about the country, we mean having chickens and a garden and canning stuff and then having storable foods as a backup and then having neighbors and people you know and community. But, yeah, just running out with your family in a trailer, you know, to 5 acres in the middle of nowhere without, you know, any type of infrastructure – you know, you might be better off in a major city if you're on a block with your neighbors, you know, your parents, you guys can watch each other's backs. You got some gardens in your backyard. You got some storable food. Absolutely. I mean, it's how somebody's going to get prepared. But this is a design collapse. And the more we submit, the more they're going to collapse things. That's what people don't get. Survival is very complex and it does depend on where you live and what your skills are and what type of support you've got.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. I feel like it's a misnomer to think that you're any better off in the country. If you think that it's going to get crazy here in the cities, there's still going to be roaming bandits out in the countryside. Like, you know,
but here's the deal. Country. The globalists are in control of the cities. They're going to be able to lock things down better. And they've got their very evil police forces that they're trying to put in charge of the major cities. That's what the get rid of the police thing is. They're for a police state. I'm not anti-cop. I'm anti-police state. Well, they're anti-cop because they want to control the police and have a police state. You understand? The globalists are bullying. Like Jesse Jackson used to go shake down big corporations for 10, 20, 30, 40, $50 million or he'd call him racist. Avenatti tried that and got indicted because that's the old hustler game. Low-level folks aren't allowed to do that anymore. Okay, Jesse Jackson's out of that game. The big corporations run the hustle now. You know, that's I was talking to Tim Pool about this. That's how they were able to take over Vice and you know, take it from being open and free to being woke. Was they just the corporations just used some media attacking them for saying they had sexual harassment and said all the sexual harassment will go away. Just turn yourself over to Disney. I mean, so that's what these corporations get together like mafias and they come in and take you out. You understand?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I won't take up any more of your time, Alex. I just want to let you know, man, I know a ton of people here that love you, man. And here in the city, you know, we're just trying to hold it down the same way you are.
I understand. There, so. And I'm not criticizing. I live in Austin and in the middle of the city. I'm not judging you. I'm just talking about what I would personally do because I've got family and people and land. And I got family I trust and people that know how to defend themselves. And I just hope things don't collapse so bad that I'm like, all right, we're off the air. They may take us off the air. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to retreat to the woods. And then the communists are going to run around killing everybody.
Black Friday comes early. It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021. And that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12, the free shipping, double Patriot points, that's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing nootropic. Sold out for more than 2 years, now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live now into hour number three, and we're taking your phone calls. Some stations don't care that first little 5 minutes, but some do, so I do it. And we had a caller saying, sorry, I'm taking your time. Well, you're not taking my time. I'm here to take your calls. I think your calls are very, very interesting and informative. You're not doing, me a favor, saying that, hey, sorry I called in. I appreciate you calling in. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear your perspectives. I love the angles that you raise and what you bring up. You know, I hear people on other talk radio kissing the ass of the talk show host. And the last caller wasn't doing that. But you have to grovel to these talk show hosts, a lot of them, and you've got to get to their call screener. And you've got to basically agree with them or have what they're looking for to get on air. That's been going on to a certain extent in talk radio forever. And I don't do that. I mean, I really want to hear from people as long as they have a clear phone and are ready to talk. I want to be a place for real open discussion. All right, let's go ahead and take another caller. Mike in England, thank you for calling. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call, and praise God. One thing, you talk a lot about X2, but you haven't really told the best truth about it. Do you know a guy named David Bronstein, Dr. David Bronstein?
I do.
Yeah, he built his clinic on using iodine and hydrogen peroxide. And when you did talk about using nebulizer and nebulized peroxide, it didn't really get across how effective it is. My wife and I were exceedingly sick, and we used X2, two drops of X2, and you have to really cut it down on the peroxide, recommend food grade peroxide, 12%, and cut it down like exceedingly light. And every time we use it, it just cleans the lungs, it cleans the sinuses, because that's where the majority of the infection is going to transfer into us, is through the sinuses and then down the throat and then into the lungs. And people just need to know. I think if you interview Dr. David Bronstein, it'd be pretty enlightening because his clinic was basically built on that.
Well, I mean, I'm fully aware that most people are deficient in iodine, and most iodine is bound to another substance, so it's not really absorbable like it should be in the body. That's why we sell atomic iodine that is absolutely pure iodine. In fact, before it's put into the solution at a special facility, it has to be held in a DEA-approved locked locker because it's a controlled substance, by itself, because it's a pure element. You can do a lot of things with it that are illegal, but not once it's been mixed with the organic palm oil. And so, basically, I mean, even the UN admits over 2 million people have mental disabilities because of lack of iodine during their development as children. And so they work to put bad halogens in the food and water, fluoride, chloride, bromide, bromine, all that. And then the good one is kept away from you. That's why starting in the 20s, the federal government started putting a little bit of ionized iodine into the salt. And IQs went up between 10 and 20 points around the United States, especially in the Midwest, where they weren't getting any seafood. I don't sell stuff unless it has a huge effect. But people need to know you can't go get the stuff at the store and drink it. It'll eat a hole in your stomach. It's toxic. It's not really, really iodine. We're talking about pharmaceutical grade, true atomic iodine. And I don't know why everybody else is lazy and why everybody else doesn't go out and make real iodine or get it. We did it. And that's what X2 is. And it's a real game changer. And, I've had a lot of medical doctors on. I've had a lot of folks talking about what they would do, how they would help themselves. There's studies out there showing, like you said, highly diluted hydrogen peroxide in distilled water through the nasal cavity. That alone cleans out the virus, where it needs a few days to get started and going, colonizing, growing crystals in your body. It's a nanotech they've released on us. It's really a synthetic virus, according to the research. And so, yeah, I mean, we just talk about all this stuff here on air, and we probably should make a bigger deal about it and really tell people, hey, this is real. This isn't a game. And, remember 6 months ago I told folks, hey, last year they were exaggerating COVID and basically hyping it up. It's a real virus they made in the lab, but it's very hard to get it. But if you do get it, it can kill you. But once it mutates, it's going to be a lot worse. And that's what the studies had shown. And it did happen because the vaccine caused it to mutate, bare minimum. And so I told people, hey, a lot of folks are getting sick. The hospitals are full. And some listeners got pissed. They're like, oh, Alex, you're jumping on the bandwagon that this is real. And I said, no, I'm telling you what I'm seeing. And then, of course, people aren't laughing now. They know I wasn't lying to them yet again. I make mistakes sometimes, but I'm certainly not trying to deceive people on purpose. That's not my mission. I mean, last week I was on air. And I said they're imposing a new lockdown in Australia. It was Austria, but the name looked the same. And I had like five articles where Australia was saying, we're getting ready to do a new lockdown soon. Austria said, hey, we're doing it in 2 days, which they did. I mixed the two together. Once I read the articles, I'm like, how did I do that? That's a real mistake. And I also make mistakes sometimes. Things are my opinion, and later I can learn I was wrong. But I'm not trying to lie to people, and that's the big difference. Mike, anything else?
Yeah, one thing. I think because we have asymmetrical warfare against us, and they're using our good graces and our politeness against us in terms of basically murdering, genocide us. I think we need to see, and I think there must be enough data and information out there to start doing some Nuremberg II hangings. And I think once you start doing one or two of those, that the people that are kind of like, well, they told me to do it, they're going to realize that they are culpable for violating international law, national law, and numerous local laws. Once they see that, hey, this is for real, and their life is on the line, I think that would be a major turning point.
I really appreciate your call. Let me be completely clear about this. The reason we have all this medical tyranny and we have all the bizarre, crazy, corrupt things the establishment's doing all over the world is because we have an organized corporate world government system that's using behavioral psychology to break our will and enslave us and then finally kill us. And because the establishment's never had pushback and never gotten in trouble, even when they get caught launching wars based on frauds, even when they get caught launching massive hoaxes, because they've never been held accountable, they have now rolled out the virus and the fear and the world ID, and they don't care that you know it's killing you, and they don't care that you know that it's causing the sickness. They're just normalizing this incredible level of tyranny now. And that's where we are. Now, I don't want anybody to go out and shoot, you know, any of these minions or actual globalists, because there's a globalist system they've got in place that Satan runs. It's spiritual. They would use that as a pretext to expand more control over us. Our resistance needs to be financial, spiritual, you know, physical in a nonviolent way, civil disobedience, things like that. But they are going to go ahead and just keep moving at us in a violent way. And so at a certain point, we do need to take back some governmental systems, and then we do need to have Nuremberg II and people that do knowingly roll out depopulation and sterilization weapons against the public obviously do need to be executed. And that's true. That's what the punishment is, and that's the area we're in. I mean, they're killing us. They shut down all the rules and bypassed them and lied to us and brought poison out. They are beating people all over Europe, all over Canada, all over Australia, New Zealand that try to leave their house and not stay in lockdown. I mean, this isn't a martial law drill. This is martial law. Everything I ever told you about happening and unfolding from their own documents is now gone from the drawing board to reality. And so what is the establishment going to do? Well, they're going to go, okay, Jones questioned this mass shooting, which I had every right to do. Let's sue him, but not let him have a real court case, and then default him so he doesn't get a real jury trial, and then have a show trial with a jury saying he's guilty, but he's not allowed to defend himself. So how much money does he owe? And then just try to parade a bunch of BS up in front of people to then scare everyone. Well, you better not stand up against the establishment or they'll do this to Alex Jones. They'll do what they've done to Alex Jones, what they've, you know, done to him, to you. Well, people already know the globalists are tyrants. They think intimidating people is going to get the response they want, like Hitler bombing civilian targets in World War II, when all it's going to do is the same thing it did then, piss people off and make them wake up and take action. The pedophile time, drag queen story time, all of it's blowing up in their face.
It's Thursday. No.
After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen, it's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints and your bones and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com.
BrainForce Plus is back in stock, and it's 50% off with free shipping and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, after 8 months, is finally back in stock, and we're giving you 50% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points on the best-selling nootropic at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is one of our highest-rated and best-selling InfoWars line formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day, and so do I. The formula is loaded with natural compounds like Uramate, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and many others that are known to support cognitive health and give you that extra boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of BrainForce Plus is a 360 win. You'll get a super high quality nootropic, and you'll help launch InfoWars to the next level. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get our best-selling BrainForce Plus at 50% off before we run out of stock to avoid missing out on these massive savings. BrainForce.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus,
20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Again, we knew this was coming. Another lockdown. Australia says more lockdowns coming. Austria has put them in place. They're having massive crowds, hundreds of thousands in the streets saying no. They're saying if you've not taken the experimental Pfizer or Moderna shots into your body, you're not allowed to leave your house. Oh, because they're having record COVID cases and record hospitalizations of the vaccinated. And they're on the news saying it's the unvaccinated that get you sick. That's the reason your vaccine didn't work. That's the reason you have COVID symptoms, even though the scientists explain it's the COVID shot causing the COVID. And we knew this would happen. New COVID-19 strain found with altered spike protein. Oh, altered again. This is just now breaking today, 1 week after Soros and all the rest of the Gates people said, oh, there's going to be new strains. We need new vaccines. The old ones didn't work. Oh, a new COVID strain with unprecedented changes. And its spike protein has reportedly been discovered in the northwestern French region of Brittany, according to local media. They'll need to lock things down more. The new strain was reportedly detected in people who contracted the virus back in mid-October. It infected a total of 24 people in France, including 18 children attending the same school and six adults who had contact with them, French media said. Wow, new type of COVID-19 vaccine in the works. The new strain, however, was so unlike all previously known COVID variants that it took scientists a long time to identify it. But don't worry, they're going to scare you. And here's another article out of NPR and the Associated Press. National Public Radio books editor Petra Mayer dies at 46. Washington, AP, Petra Mayer, books editor for National Public Radio, died Saturday of what believed to be a pulmonary embolism, the news organization said. And folks over here, evil conspiracy theorists, they were all asking the question, when it comes to mind, what does she have in common with all those others, including very fit pro athletes that have died recently from blood clots, heart issues, and strokes? Now, you're not allowed to say vaccine or the shot, but they've now been punishing people on Instagram that even hint. Oh, you don't hint in 1984. You can be digitally disappeared for questioning official narratives. Well, you could be sued. So you better just roll over and then everything will be all right. So last week, Fauci and Gates came out and said, okay, these vaccines don't work. Yeah, they're not vaccines. They don't stop transmission. And Fauci said, I played it last hour, it doesn't even protect you, it turns out. He goes, we'd previously thought that it was going to protect you. You'd still get it. You could still spread it, but you wouldn't be as sick. Turns out that's not true. Oh, really, Fauci? In fact, it turns out you're twice as likely in the U.S. and places like Australia and Israel with the numbers. But you already knew that. And you think people don't have a memory from just a few months ago. But you know what? They don't. A lot of people don't have a memory.
And it's too scary to think you got a medical tyrant, a Joseph Mengele 2.0 coming at you. Bill Gates and all, and Fauci say they want to depopulate you. It's kind of scary to admit that to yourself, isn't it? It's kind of scary. And so it's just easier to just imagine, you know, just I'll roll the dice. I'll take the shot again. Oh, there's a booster. Okay, another booster. Oh, those don't work. Oh, I need to take another one. Okay, oh, man, I'm sure sick. Man, my neighbor died. But, you know, I just don't have to challenge authority, you know, because they might talk mean to me. They might, I better take, you know, the shot or I might lose my job, but then you lose your life. Like that famous heart surgeon up in Canada who was a big proponent of the shots, 40-something years old, I was 51 years old, massive heart attack and died on the booster shot. But, hey, that's just my opinion, right? No, all the studies say it. They put warnings on it. They admit it. So this is a permanent roller coaster you're going into. And, again, the establishment's never gotten in trouble. They've never been pushed back, so they're not going to stop. And we need to see leadership here. You know, I want to play this clip. Very powerful, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday, we played part of it, want to play it all, coming out and just saying this is an evil consortium of corporations using COVID as a conspiracy to take over. And General Flynn said that in the big interview I did Saturday that we're going to be putting out on Wednesday. And we're going to have some excerpts of that tomorrow. But if people get this and understand this and go, you know, I'm more scared of letting them take over. See, people are always like, and this is important to understand. It's not about me. It's about understanding this process. So I'll talk about it in my own context so people can understand it. When people tell me, Jones, you've got a lot of courage to take these guys on, I look at them and I explain, I do not have courage. I would have to be a maniac. I would have to be the most just crazy brave person on earth to know this evil's going on and then do nothing about it. Or even worse, join it thinking that would protect me. I mean, I guess that's what cowards do because they're not smart. I'm connected to God. The Holy Spirit wants me to fight these people. And so I don't enjoy some of the bad things that happened to us, but that's par for the course. I'm ready to die right now for the truth. And that's why I'm so free. And that's why I'm effective. And that's why I've been so blessed. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm encouraging you, the warriors, you are the people that know what's happening, and I salute you. I'm begging you to continue to spread the word now more than ever, because now is the time. Here's Robert Kennedy Jr. knocking it out of the park. We'll come right back with your calls.
You think about this. I got expelled from Instagram because of vaccine misinformation. But Instagram and Facebook cannot point to one single erroneous statement that I ever made. Everything we post is vetted. It is sourced and cited to government databases or peer-reviewed publications. When they use the term vaccine misinformation, they are using it as a euphemism for any statement that departs from official government policies and pharmaceutical industry profit-taking. It has nothing to do whether it's true or false. It only has to do with what the political implications are. And who is doing this censorship? It's government officials in league with Bill Gates, with Larry Ellison, with Mark Zuckerberg, with Sergey Brin from Google, and with all of these internet titans. They have engineered not only the destruction of our democracy and our civil rights, but they have engineered the biggest shift of wealth in human history. $3.8 trillion from working people to these handful of billionaires, many of them from Silicon Valley. This pandemic has impoverished the world and created 500 new billionaires. And those are the people who are strip mining our economies and making themselves rich. And is it a coincidence that these are the same people who are censoring criticism of the government policies that are bringing them trillions of dollars. People aren't stupid. We can see what's happening. We can ask the question, cui bono? And the answer is the people who are benefiting are the people who are squeezing away our constitutional rights and engineering the destruction.
I'm cutting this brief. I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. And I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday Comes Early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen, it's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints and your bones and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com.
If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast and I make the prediction but it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years and is going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today, a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet.
gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. Well, I've been defaulted in Connecticut, not allowed to have a jury trial, guilty until proven guilty, by another out-of-control authoritarian wearing a black robe. Unprecedented. And everybody I talk to in the media that's calling me just said, this is unprecedented. You hear Alex Jones is guilty, but then it says a judge says he didn't give them banking documents, which isn't even true. They just said, we think these aren't real. And we're like, why don't you subpoena the bank? Nope, they're fake, defaulted. And they're going to start doing this to everybody. In fact, we've learned Democrats are doing it all over the country right now. They're doing it in Los Angeles. They're doing it in Austin, Texas. They just break the rules, ladies and gentlemen, and then accuse us of doing that because they are really scared. You know, they've seen this Rittenhouse trial where when you actually get a jury and you actually get a decent judge and we got to hear what Rittenhouse actually did versus what the media said. Oh, he didn't live there. Oh, he went there to kill people. He said he was going to kill people. He had a gun illegally. None of it was true. He lived there part of the time with his dad. His dad lived there. He lived back and forth. He lived with his mom most of the time in a nearby city, but stayed with his dad on the weekends. On and on and on. None of it was true. But see, he got the jury trial, and I think he'll be found not guilty. That's a prediction. I don't get a jury trial. I get a selected jury to decide how guilty I am. And the judges are now even talking about double default, where you don't even get to defend yourself when they have the show trial with the jury. So they're just making this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen, making it up as they go along. And that's their attempt to silence us and shut us down. And they've already been doing that. They've already deplatformed us. They've already lied about us. They've already tried to debank us. They've done all this stuff. They're doing everybody else. And we're now a icon of resisting this. We're outlaws to this corrupt empire. And their persecution of James O'Keefe hasn't diminished him. It's made him more powerful. And their attack on me has not diminished us. Almost everyone sees through it. And so as long as I don't buy that I'm a loser and buy that I'm bad and buy that I'm guilty because kangaroo courts have made up stuff and lied about me and engaged in fraud, in my view, then so what? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're going to try to take money away from me? You know, I could have had $20 million a year and a book deal and all of that stuff and been Glenn Beck. I was offered all that stuff. I didn't sell out to the establishment. And I'm not going to sell out now. All I want to do is reach more people. That's what I care about. I care about these children that they're coming after with their deadly shots. I mean, I've got stacks of news, people having heart attacks and dying, including children after the shots. And, of course, we knew beforehand it would do that. It's not like we just, now there's just magically 66 increase in heart attacks and strokes and myocarditis all over the Western world where these shots are given. We said it 6, 7, 8 months before they rolled the damn thing out because all the experts knew it. In October of last year, we had the CDC document, an FDA document saying we predict heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots because they knew that a vaccine that creates a spike protein is going to cause blood clots. I mean, this is not hard. It's like you dump Drano down a drain, it eats the hair out. You shoot somebody in the head with a shotgun, it kills them. You drink cyanide, it kills them. You inject somebody with something that makes clotting agent, you're going to have blood clots. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm ranting. It's so paradoxical. When people walk up to me on the street and they go, man, I'm really supporting you a lot more now that you're under attack and we've seen the misjustice. And I want you to know I'm buying your products. And I go, listen. Thank you for buying the products. Keep us on air. Spread the word about the show. That's just as important or more so. But I said, listen, don't worry about me, man. They're coming after everybody. They're coming after you and your children. This is the beginning. We got to get ready. This is going to get a lot worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, all the lies about me is like spraining your ankle versus being cut in half. Spraining your ankle doesn't feel good. It's irritable. It goes away in a couple days. In fact, the system wants to mess with me and come after me and psychologically get in my head and like make me give up. This has the opposite effect. But they don't care because they just want to attach themselves to me and basically stalk me and, you know, use my name to keep themselves in the news. I mean, that's all this is. It's just pathetic, very, very sad people. Drama queens. But they're all getting destroyed by this system as well. The way this gets at me is having to spend time and energy knowing we didn't do the things they said and telling lawyers they're going to default us years ago. And then when the lawyers are like, nobody's ever given them all their bank accounts. This judge is crazy. I said, give them all to them, but they're going to default. Still did it because I wanted to show the world all that and make them sit there and follow their political orders to engage in such outlandish, incredible corruption. I knew all this. I told them all that. I remember, again, I was sitting there one time when they deposed me in Texas, and they're like, you don't take this very seriously. You don't know this is serious. Like, later, driving home and, like, called my dad up, and I was laughing. I'm like, these people have no idea that I already know all about this stuff. That I was born researching this information and actually hearing family talk about things that they witnessed themselves. And it's just, and I just see the childlike amateurism of the domesticated left and how they really believe the system's their friend. And they really believe that going along with the system and playing along with its frauds somehow empowers them when this is a post-human mass extermination world government system being established. You don't make a deal with this system and get out of it with your life or your soul. And imagine, as the real death and destruction starts with the booster shots that the heart doctors and experts we've had on say will make it hundreds of times worse than it already is. I mean, if you think a 66% increase in heart attacks and strokes and blood clots and all the and myocarditis in people in Europe and here, a similar number is bad. He said it's going to be thousands of times. That's what the studies, they already know that out of Israel. So wrap your mind around that, man. There are going to be dead people all over the place, stacked up like cordwood, willingly going out and injecting their children who are going to get sick and many of them die. And we're just sitting here in the horror of watching them wear their masks so they can protect themselves from an invisible enemy that the vaccine actually gives them a much worse case of, according to all the science medical doctors. But again, they're a patient. They're having the death shroud put on their face. Okay, I promise we're going to your calls for a couple segments. We'll bring Drew Hernandez in here at 15 after. And we'll do the fourth hour with him and then the war room with Owen Schroyer's coming up. Oh, and poor Owen, you know, and he's not a victim. He's a trooper. But he got sued for Sandy Hook for reading a Zero Hedge article on air questioning Megyn Kelly and things she was saying. They just sued him, and they never subpoenaed him. They never – and they just defaulted Owen. He never gets, they never even subpoenaed him to be defaulted, which under law, you can't even do that. They never asked him for anything. They just said, you're defaulted too. You're not even a person. And a jury's going to decide how much you owe for what they say Alex Jones said, which isn't even true either. I mean, you think Owen's worried about himself? No. They're already trying to put him in jail for being at January 6th. Because we're patriots, because we're fighting for you. We're not backing down. There's still men left in this world. And all we ask for is your backing.
It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021. And that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12 with free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing Nootropic.
Sold out for more than 2 years. Now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better.
BrainForce Plus is back in stock, and it's 50% off with free shipping and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, after 8 months, is finally back in stock, and we're giving you 50% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points on the best-selling nootropic at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is one of our highest-rated and best-selling InfoWars Life formulas ever, and the InfoWars crew uses it every day, and so do I. The formula is loaded with natural compounds like Uramate, L-theanine, alpha-GPC, and many others that are known to support cognitive health and give you that extra boost. Whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Your purchase of BrainForce Plus is a 360 win. You'll get a super high-quality nootropic, and you'll help launch InfoWars to the next level. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get our best-selling BrainForce Plus at 50% off before we run out of stock to avoid missing out on these massive savings. BrainForce.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Masters at the new type of warfare, economic, cultural, spiritual warfare, slowly shutting down the economy, shutting down the world, and then blaming you, blaming the general public, blaming white people. And what is it about white people the globalists don't like? Well, the Christian ethos and what happened in the West about 500 years ago, the Renaissance, the idea of empowering the average person, people having basic rights, people having free speech, people having a right to a jury, the Gutenberg printing press, books, the Renaissance. And now that's all being destroyed by totally ruthless, megabank-controlled, big tech titans who tell us
They're ending freedom as we know it, and they're declaring it everywhere. So again, I guess this must be what it's like to die. Like when you finally learn you've got terminal cancer and you've got 2 months to live. Or, I mean, we're here, you're going to see the end of the country and just devil worship, pedophilia, burning everything down, just running around orgying while globalists sit up on mountaintops protected laughing at us. And you know, it's just so sad. It's just a bunch of crazy people taking control. And they're getting rid of all the checks and balances they think for their own power, but really they're just conjuring the total destruction of civilization. Because now with 7.5 billion people and all the things that are out there, when civilization falls apart, it's going to get out of control, and the globalists with the most powerful weapons they've got and even incredible bioweapons aren't going to be able to stop the hordes of people, and they're going to get destroyed in the process. But that's what evil always does. It tries to take over, and then it creates a system that destroys it as well. How New Zealand became an apocalypse escape destination for Americans. And then it's even worse lockdown over there. All because they just lie and say there's no cases. That's because they've got control of their health services. Oh, escape the apocalypse to New Zealand. Remember, all the globalists were already moving there forever? And then it goes under martial law, but they sell it like, oh, we're under martial law, but that's because we're safe. See how it works. Oh, wow, aren't you lucky you're under lockdown forever? You're part of the elite group. Oh, and meanwhile, here's footage out of Austria with the government military helicopters over the crowds of hundreds of thousands of people who are being tear-gassed. Poland doesn't want the lockdowns either. They were showing Austria earlier. Now this is Poland. All the major governments under the globalist control going along with the same crap. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I apologize I haven't. Let's go to Hector in Washington. You're amazing. Holding, thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can. Go ahead.
Thank you, boss. Two things really quick. I'm the guy that submitted that default position RAN video and also the last two Infogueras videos translated to Spanish. So my point here is we have to, if they're bringing in migrants from Latin American countries, how about we bring them to our side now with, you know, information that they don't know. So my job has been doing translating your videos to Spanish to wake people up. And also the people that have been living here for a long time that can't even speak English, do that. Also, I have another idea with advertisement campaign. If we go outside on the streets and advertise your products with a, you know, loudspeaker or something, not just the clips or the reports, but also your products that we use that we can help people with their health, that'd be awesome if everybody can do that. And last point I'm going to mention is I'm still working on Infogueras original song. I'm almost done with it. I wanted to let you know. And also I wanted to let you know that I would love to submit more videos to Infogueras.
Absolutely. I remember you called in months and months ago, and we got in contact with Du, and I remember you now, and I appreciate you holding to tell us this. And yes, we need to translate stuff to Spanish, and we need to get more channels, and we should just give you access to that channel so you can upload there. And we need to get a team going of Spanish speakers to translate this show, but also do their own shows. It's just the infrastructure and the money we don't have. But thanks to you volunteering and taking action, we've got some of those videos up on band.video. So thank you so much. Anything else, Hector?
Yes, sir. Nothing else. But I don't know. I don't want money. I just want to help with the info war.
I understand. But I'm just saying we need managers. There are a lot of great patriots that love freedom, that know what's going on, that speak Spanish. And it's the second biggest language in the world. You're absolutely right. Probably the biggest, some argue. We really need to put stuff out in Spanish. And I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. And so, yes, sir. That's why they're trying to shut us down right now, so that we don't have personnel and crew to get the videos and get them uploaded. Make sure, we got to make sure, everything, because they want to sue us. So we got to watch out that we don't give the wrong person a channel who then post stuff to try to sue us, even though we have the rule up there where we're a,
Section 230 platform like YouTube, where if you get a channel, then that's your content. That's up to you. We get a DMCA takedown order. We take it down. But still, it's hard without billions of dollars to build something like this. But we've done it. And thank you for the call, Hector. Great points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Skyler in Washington. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you. God peace be with you in this war. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to cover this. NBC posted this new report titled 100 Kids in Virginia Given Wrong Dose of COVID Vaccine. But we know it's nationwide, surely. And this is disturbing. They had a doctor try and cover it up. They used this excuse of how they failed these kids and gave them adult doses. And then they used this excuse to say that they should restart their vaccine regimen, possibly give them more doses of vaccine.
I saw that spin. So, oh, we gave you three times what we say we should give you. So the answer is it won't work because we gave you three times more. That doesn't make any sense.
No, but I got to tell you something else, Alex. I love the X2. I just took the VasoBeat. And, I think this is just mental illness on a mass level in our society. And if these people are not mentally ill themselves, then they are knowingly promoting this mental illness among people. I feel bad for people.
Well, they had an analyst on Fox News. I don't want to get this guy on, Jason Whitlock. And he said, this is Satanism. He said, people think of Satanism as like a devil running around with a pitchfork. It's inverting truth. And he said it's Satanism to scream and say everything's racist. The people doing that are the ones creating racism. Totally true. That's what Satanism is. You invert reality.
That is true. This is a spiritual war. And I thank you for being a soldier out there on the battlefield. And we all need to do our part. Thanks so much, Alex.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. And I appreciate your call. All right, we got Barry, and we've got, who's been on the longest here? Liz, Lynn, Larry, Tim, and Ragnarok. And I'm going to get to Ragnarok when we come back, and then to Barry, and then everybody else. The orders, your calls came in, and then we're going to have Drew Hernandez in studio with us, fresh off being up there in Kenosha at the trial. And I think he's going back up there for the verdict, so that should be crazy. A lot of threats and a lot of stuff going on there. So just amazing times to be alive. Fourth hour is coming up. Please remember, the big, powerful Democratic Party, the same law firms and groups that sued the oldest gun manufacturer in America into bankruptcy, Remington, are the same group that is coming after us. And I'm just honored that my John Hancock is so big on the Declaration of Independence 2.0. And I'm so thankful to you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us on air and keeping me in this fight, because that's all I care about, is standing up to people and never stopping. And so we need a lot of financial support so that we're going to expand in the face of all this massively into the new year and just so much more. And I'm just going to come roaring out there and I'm going to be all over the country and at events and at nighttime shows and commercial free programs and podcasts and just so much stuff. And next week, I'm going to make a big announcement with the most hardcore tools we found ever about breaking the conditioning and the globalist mind control. So, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It ends today. Black Friday comes early. It's been going for 2 weeks. It ends today. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on products like Ultra 12, highest quality B12 out there, and Rainforest Plus back in stock for being sold out 8 months. It's 50% off, a bunch of other big discounts on X2, on Body's Ultimate Turmeric, on so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And get an InfoWars t-shirt. You want to trigger the leftists and exercise your First Amendment? Get an InfoWars t-shirt and stand up for the InfoWar. We'll be right back.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that if kept this show on the air, that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. And I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday Comes Early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients, we've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded, and everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows.
Drew Hernandez is coming up in 15 minutes in studio. We're taking your calls right now. Let's go to Naruk. I guess that's the German Battle of the Gods, the Doomer gone or wrong thing, all right. Go ahead, Ragnarok. You're on the air from Florida.
Jones, Ragnarok here from Florida. I was just wanting to call in, and I'm an investigative journalist. I used to work for Orlando Examiner in Florida in 2010. I was covering the Obama administration in my articles, and I was publishing a lot of them. So I had one of these deep state Illuminati people email me commenting on my articles saying, you know, about 50% of what I'm saying is true. The other 50% isn't true, and just rebuttaling what he can and then confirming what I have found. So I responded to that in kind 6 months later after he sent me that. On 11/22/2010, and I got fired on 11/23/2010 after Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, all of them called up Orlando Examiner and said, if you don't fire this guy, we're going to terminate our contract with you. So I've been experiencing my voice being silenced for about 11 years. Everything y'all are going through, I've went through. It's a battle we got on our hands, but it's surprising I got on your show. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, appreciate you calling.
The COVID vaccination, the mandatory vaccinations, it's in the literature. It says that the very patent, the creators, the patent, whoever takes that, you become property of the ones who have that patent.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, it does say that they own the genetic material. It's crazy what they're doing. It's unbelievable.
So contractually, people are selling themselves into slavery when they take that vaccination. Just from the literature, how it's written, the legal documents on the patent. Then here's the other thing. When Heavenly Father created us, this body gave us our spirit for our spirit to obtain. Here we are in this body. Now it has weaknesses. We get triggered. It has the electromagnetic energy. So when we're balanced in the solar plexus, and it creates that Star of David, the Merkaba, you know, that's the office of Christ. Our energies are balanced. We have perfect judgment. We have our knowledge, our intelligence online. not fear-based. Everything's balanced. We're, you could say we're a righteous judge of Israel when we're balanced and centered harmonics in the solar plexus.
The quiet place of the Most High.
Yes.
And everything they're trying to do is suppress that so that we're not in alignment with God, not connected to God. I absolutely agree with you. What was the name? I mean, is Ragnarok your real name or is that a talk show name? I mean, what were the articles you were writing at the Orlando Sentinel that they wanted taken down?
The name of the article that got me fired was Release the World from Your Power and Control in 7 Days. I think that's what it was.
Wow. All
the
right.
Illuminati.
All right, I appreciate your call. Thank you for the call, sir. Interesting. Look, I do know that Google and Big Tech go around throwing their weight around. They're completely out of control. They spy on us. And basically, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of in 1961 in his farewell speech set up Big Tech and used it and is taking over with it. And is trying to build a matrix-like system. I mean, it's a science fiction nightmare world they're building. I mean, it's bad. Weather control, everything. They just want to be God. They don't want to build technology and empower humanity and have a beautiful future. They're just building a nightmare. Back in 60 seconds with Lynn and Liz and others. Stay right there. I'll go right to you. Black Friday comes early is our biggest. I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support with supply chain breakdowns. I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are taking your phone calls. Then Drew Hernandez is going to be in studio fresh off of the ongoing Rittenhouse trial. CRT defender tells parents he's got 1,000 soldiers locked and loaded. Some see it as a threat, really. So the left's out burning things down and people are threatening soldiers. If critical race theory isn't taught in school that white people are inherently evil, then that's going to happen. And then meanwhile, if you just protest drag queen story time or your daughter getting raped, you get arrested and they call you a terrorist on the news. But when you say you're going to come after everybody, it's no problem. That video's on InfoWars.com. There's a new trend. Don Salazar has written about it. The phrase died suddenly sharply trends upward following vaccine rollout. As studies show, you're 66 times more likely to now die of a heart attack if you've had the shot. Wow. Right now, though, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Liz in Indiana. Liz, thanks for holding. Welcome. Yep, Liz, how you doing? Or Lynn, I can't even read stuff off a board anymore. Lynn.
Hi, Mr. Alex, yes. Mr. Alex, you remember when people used to put the hand up in the air and say, if I'm lying, let me be struck dead?
Yes, sir.
And I am so tired of these people taking these oaths and not living by them. Like this judge in your case. You know, it is appalling to me. Chapter 5, Acts, you know, he's when they lied to the Holy Spirit, two people were carried out dead. And in Ephesians chapter 4, 26 and 27, it said, be angry, but sin not, and don't let the wrath go, let the sun go down on your wrath. And it says, do not give place to the devil. That judge is a devil. When I had a case 30 years ago, I'd make a motion, they denied, I'd sue them, it cost me $90 to bring suit against the judge, and I went through all the judges. They had to go get a man that was retired, a judge that was retired, before they were willing to hear what I had to say. I know the red flag law. In some states, if you just say somebody is crazy, they need to go pull them in and have them evaluated. I'm willing to say that that judge, himself, herself, is crazy.
Sir, I appreciate your call. Look, the last thing we want to do is be like the Democrats and the globalists with their poisonous shots, trying to kill us and kill our children and bring violence upon people. I don't wish any harm against these kangaroo courts and these kangaroo judges. They've got God to deal with. They're just little puppets that love being in the news and love attention and think they're ganging up on somebody and can, you know, get away with being a tyrant. That's obviously why they did what they did. They're going to be an example in history of what not to be. We're going to take this country back. All these attempts by evil to take over get pushed back in the end. A lot of people are going to die in the process, but it's very, very sad. I want peace and I want justice, and we're winning the info war, and that's what it's all about. But speaking of the kangaroo court operations and what's going on, here is my breakdown of what's really happening.
Tyranny is now truly here in America. I have been denied a trial by jury in two separate states, Texas and now in Connecticut. They have openly said that I am now guilty until proven guilty. The only question is, how guilty am I? America, all of your rights are being sacrificed right now on the altar of political correctness. And now they're coming after our most sacred right, the First Amendment. The establishment wants to punish me because I'm a populist. It's been standing up to the corporate fascists that are running this country into the ground. I stand firmly against Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and their whole New World Order, Great Reset, that Michael Bloomberg and Soros and all the rest of them are firmly in support of. And that's why the Democratic Party and these billionaire philanthropists, as they call themselves, have been financing the attacks on the Second Amendment and on the First Amendment in this country, and financing an attack on the judiciary. They have been buying up the judges. They have been buying up the courts. They've been paying for all the DAs. They've been putting in the county attorneys as well, and even the state attorney generals. They admit this. And the witch hunts against their political opposition are now legion. And that's all that's happened here. I have spent millions of dollars fighting these fraudulent Sandy Hook lawsuits against me. And they never wanted me to have my real day in court in front of a jury. It's too dangerous for the establishment that uses those dead children to try to destroy the First Amendment, not just the Second Amendment. And so we gave them all of our documents, all of our bank records, things that had nothing to do with a defamation suit. And the judge in Texas and the judge in Connecticut in lockstep said, Jones has failed to give us documents, and it's simply not true. It is a lie. They have said that the bank documents we gave them were fakes because it was not in the format they wanted. But you cannot give somebody a QuickBooks format the way they asked. They said, don't give us the whole QuickBooks database. Just give us from the date of Sandy Hook forward. Well, it's a database. You can't do that. So we gave it to them in a spreadsheet. I talked to a bunch of accountants. That's the standard way. And they said, don't give it to us in QuickBooks. Give it to us this way. And then you couldn't give it to them the way that they wanted it because the database doesn't import that way. This is next level, ladies and gentlemen. You normally do a default when someone's been sued and they flee the country or never show up. I've done a bunch of depositions. I gave them tens of thousands of documents, 81,000 in Texas, 240 plus thousand in Connecticut. The list goes on and on. It's been almost a 4-year fight, and we were winning because what they were alleging wasn't true. And so now they've done these defaults where I'm guilty until proven guilty. I don't get a jury trial in America. The judge says I'm guilty, and then a jury decides in Texas and Connecticut how much money I owe for questioning whether Sandy Hook really happened or not and all of the anomalies. Look at all the other fake things we've seen. Look how many stories have turned out to be frauds. Turns out the Roe v. baby never died. You see Jussie Smollett. I mean, the list goes on and on. Babies in incubators that didn't get killed to start the Iraq War. I will continue to question big public events, but I did not build my empire, as they call it, on Sandy Hook. I did not send people to their houses to harass the families. All that's a lie. And this is just the anti-gun lobby and anti-free speech lobby attaching themselves to some parents who basically now have attached themselves to me. So anytime my name's brought up, their children and what happened to them gets back in the news. And so this is nothing but a bunch of propaganda. America sees through it, and this is really a symptom of how sick our nation has become. We see the political tyranny everywhere. We see James O'Keefe getting raided by the FBI and his journalist notes being taken. All of this is because the establishment is in its death throes, and it's lost control of the American people. And so they think if they can target leaders of the populist opposition and demonize us and do all sorts of corrupt things to us, that that's going to intimidate other people to not stand up politically against them. But that's not going to work. It's just like when Hitler bombed civilian targets in England and the general public went from being 90% against a war to 90+% for a war. And so that's what's happening is this is nothing but the judicial system being weaponized, trying to intimidate me and others. It's not going to work. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to put out more films. I'm going to do more interviews, and I'm going to continue with my pro-America freedom advocacy, and I'm not going to be silenced. And so to all the tyrants out there that think that they're winning, no, you're showing your hand, you're showing who you are, just like other authoritarians have, and you will be legally and lawfully and peacefully defeated. So I thank my supporters and listeners for all the great work they've done and being steadfast, and I ask everyone to spread the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, and find my syndicated radio/TV show and all my films there that tyrants and authoritarians are working around the clock to silence, because they're not going to be able to take over your life and run your life into the ground if I'm on air and others like me are on air. That's why they want me silenced, so they can get to you. God bless you all.
We'll be right back with Drew Hernandez. Find the full video you just saw on InfoWars.com.
I never compromise the quality.
This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. You can't be tracked, you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car, in your house, that also are on the site, InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free, at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls to you are free. Works like a regular cell phone. But you're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts. Way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work, they work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special.
After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen, it's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints and your bones and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else.
with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support with supply chain breakdowns. I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Drew Hernandez is an amazing investigative journalist, also a photojournalist. Has been at some of the craziest things at the border. Mostly peaceful protests, burning down billions of dollars worth of equipment and witnessing murders. And he witnessed a convicted child rapist and others trying to kill Kyle Rittenhouse. And so Drew Hernandez joins us for the rest of the hour. He'll also be on the War Room today. He'll be on Tim Pool tonight and so much more. So he joins us. Drew Hernandez is with a major correspondent for Real America's Voice that does an incredible job, americasvoice.news. And it's great to see you in studio with us again.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Alex. I mean, people need to understand, pay attention to this trial, because even right now, Binger was trying to assassinate my character a couple days ago. For all the viewers that were watching, he was trying to say that I was too biased. He was
trying
to say the weasel prosecutor. The weasel prosecutor, as Alex puts it.
Saw guys up on the roof, and he felt threatened.
He literally now is saying that I'm a veteran at covering protests. So a couple days ago, he was trying to assassinate me, and here's the video. Now he's praising me in the courtroom, literally right now, just a couple moments ago.
What in the hell's going on? Why is he praising you now?
I have no idea. I think he knows. He knew, Alex, going into that when I was testifying a couple days ago, he knew how credible I was. He knew I had not only the eyewitness testimony, but I sent in over 100 videos, body cam footage of everything that I was claiming I saw.
By the way, I got slammed today. You gave us the exclusive video that nobody's seen other than clips of it on TV from the trial. That is the two videos that are meshed together. That's now at band.video. I'll find out the headline we've got on it during the break, and we'll tell listeners about it. But what's the biggest takeaway from this ongoing trial and the way it's blown up in their face? And what's your prediction on the verdict?
Well, I would say this. I would say I think observing the prosecution, they have made some statements that appear to be a little illegal, going after some constitutional values. I mean, I could speak for myself. The guy had a total issue that I actually went and hired a lawyer for myself as if it was like wrong. And he had a little, you know, trying to spin it saying I did that because it was the same firm as the defense and this and that. But I still have the constitutional right to hire whoever the heck I want. And he could make whatever case he wants. But I think he knew that I was credible and I had all the video. He could only try and discredit me. But now here he is praising me as a veteran of covering protests. I think that's probably one of the most alarming things that we're seeing in this trial is we're seeing a prosecutor attack some constitutional values. And whether you're a Republican or Democrat, that should seriously concern you, because you could end up in a situation like this where you'll be on the other end, you'll be Kyle Rittenhouse one day, and they'll be attacking your constitutional rights. And that's kind of where this stuff ends up going, Alex, and we'll see where this ends. But I think America needs to seriously pay attention to the words that they're using. Over and over and over again, Dinger was trying to say, so Mr. Hernandez, you made this video. No, sir, I did not make a video. I posted, I recorded.
Yeah, you make a music video. Or you make a cake. You don't go shoot an event and show historically what happened and then you made a video.
Absolutely. And I mean, from a journalistic perspective, I didn't go in there with any kind of bias. Now people are saying, Drew, obviously you're biased. Okay. Like you go on with Alex, you go on with Tucker, like you obviously got a bias. I'm not trying to hide that. I'm completely open. I have a bias, but
you're not for convicted pedophiles running around burning buildings down.
Exactly. But in the context of my sworn testimony, I went in there with the bias of the truth, because I had the footage and I had the eyewitness. So people are trying to spin this and say, you're so biased, and people could say whatever they want. I was there to have a conversation with the jury because they're the ones that needed to know what happened that night. And it seems like the prosecution just insults the intellect of everybody as if the jury themselves can't hear from a witness.
But that's the thing about leftists, is they believe nobody sees what they're doing. Another big court case going on, a civil case right now. I asked you, I only saw you a few minutes before we went live here, what do you think of the Sandy Hook thing? And you had the best way to crystallize the way I have really seen things unfold, but just watching from the outside. Restate what you said.
What happens is you see the way that propaganda functions in the media, whether it's Alex Jones, whether it's Drew Hernandez, whether it's James O'Keefe. You'll see them put the narrative forward first, whether it's in the mainstream media, in the news, and everything that you're looking at, so that the public is already pre-prepared, and it automatically puts you on the defense, even if you're 100% innocent. So in the court of public opinion, there's already a perception of you with millions of people watching you. They did the same thing to Kyle, Alex. They try to paint him as a white supremacist. That is 100% false. But this is what they do. They put it out there in the ether first. They put the narrative out there so that when they try to attack you and they unroll their entire, or they unfold their entire agenda, whether it's legally through lawyers and the mainstream media, you're already perceived to be what they are trying to convict you to be. It's literally you're guilty until proven innocent.
Absolutely. So pulling back from that, I'm, quote, defaulted. And then people read the headline, Jones guilty, judge says. And the American people are like, he doesn't get a jury trial? You get defaulted if you just walk away and don't even show up for a trial. But they're doing this because they know they don't have a case. So now they're going to have a jury decide how guilty I am. So you're literally now guilty until proven guilty. This is just par for the course for everything the left's doing in this country.
Absolutely. I think we've seen law and order get subverted. We saw that all 2020. Defund the police agendas, the neo-communist Marxist agenda that was successful. But what people don't understand is when you side with the communists, when you side with the deep state, when you side with this agenda that subverts law and order, the one that suffers from this, suffers the consequences, is you, is the people, because then justice gets destroyed. Everything that comes after that, when we don't have law and order, we won't have justice any longer. The justice system is already corrupt. Now it's gone into overdrive. And listen, mark my words, everybody watching out here right now that's listening to my voice, you could be on the other end of this someday. You probably just watch this on a daily basis. You see the trials and tribulations of Alex Jones, James O'Keefe, all these people that are dealing with this. Right now it's us, but they want to go after everybody that disagrees with them and that does not comply.
Well, now they brag. They say you should pay more. It's good for the environment, while they make millions of dollars and the average person goes bankrupt. I mean, have you seen the clips on NBC and the White House press secretary and others saying, oh, this is good for the earth that you not drive as much? I mean, they're literally waging war on us. They're already attacking the general public with this inflation, Drew.
Everything to minimize the carbon footprint. It's literally like a cultist religion. These people have an entire lifestyle with everything that they do, especially when it comes to climate change, when it comes to their entire agendas. It's like this doctrine that they put forward, and they expect you and they demand you to live a certain way. And these are the same people that say, Christianity can't tell me how to live my life. Your Christian God is trying to control my life and tell me how I should live, when they're worse than any legalistic religion that I've ever seen. They dictate your entire life.
how you should live, how you should dress, how you should eat, how you should walk, how you should talk, how you should do everything, how you should control your body medically. You can't have your own bodily autonomy. You take the jab whether you like it or not, even your own children. These people are psychopaths. They're sociopaths, and they think that they can control your life. And now when it comes to law and order and it comes to the justice system, it all gets wrapped in one, and people need to understand this is going to affect your life. They don't care about your politics. They don't care about left or right. It's either comply or not.
That's right. Imagine having that prosecutor as a judge. That's basically what I have in Texas and in Connecticut. But the lady in Texas is a George Soros minion, financed her campaign. I mean, literally, she'd had two hearings on me and defaulted us and just said, nope, you don't, you're guilty. I mean, this is crazy.
And they're going to use stuff like that, Alex. They're going to use stuff like the justice system, the quote-unquote justice system, to attack their political opponents. That's what this is all about. And that's why even when I was up with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, he immediately tried to go after my politics, and the judge stepped in and said, this is not a political trial.
Wow, talk about a throwback, an actual real judge. We'll be right back with Drew Hernandez.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients, we've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. And they're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021, and that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12 with free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing Nootropic.
sold out for more than 2 years. Now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Only have guests on the show that are super informative and on fire, but amongst those, Drew Hernandez is awesome, and we've been down to the border together, we've worked on a lot of stuff together, and I've been aware of his work for years before he got super famous, getting the most important footage in Kenosha. We'll probably end up getting a not guilty verdict for Kyle Rittenhouse and saving that hero's life, so thank God for the First Amendment, and it's great to meet your amazing wife as well, who's here with you in Texas, in Austin. But what you talked about, how the left and wokeism is a new religion, Klaus Schwab came out 2 days ago and gave a speech. The head of the WTO, Bilderberg Group, Davos Group, I mean, he's the head of all those globalist organizations. You know, he's really like the world corporate president, the chairman of the board. And he openly said, we're creating a new religion of the earth, and that's how we're going to unify everybody. And it's a religion where humans are bad and evil, and they, the high priest, are going to make sure that they, you know, suppress us and control us for the good of the earth. I mean, this is a very authoritarian system. So can you elaborate on your point about how they are an oppressive religion that wants control of our bodies? Because that's a really good point.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you take a look at this from, like, a biblical worldview, that's the end game for Lucifer and for Satan. Now we're going to get into some theology, because that's what is going to happen with the advent of the Antichrist. He is going to be a superstar that is going to unify the world, that is going to usher in a one-world religion, one-world economy, and one-world system. And we are seeing this unfold right now. I'm not saying that we are literally living in the book of Revelation right now, because there are some precursors that need to take place according to the Bible. But we are literally watching right now is the Bible would refer it to as the spirit of the Antichrist, because this is the grand finale before the second coming of Jesus Christ. But I think that's what we're seeing on a grand scale right now, especially like the example you just cited, is they want to push for a one world religion. They want to push for a one world economy. They want to push for a one world system. And that is literally the spirit of the Antichrist. I mean, people would say, how could you believe in something?
We follow the religion that accurately predicted it all. I mean, that the Bible's 10,000 times better than Nostradamus, folks.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, is you're starting to see that with climate change, with the woke supremacy. That's what I've been calling it lately, is, you know, they're obsessed with white supremacy, but they're the woke supremacists, because they want to literally dominate your life, and they feel superior to you in every single way, shape, or form.
And it's mainly white academics that run it.
Absolutely. And, you know, they want to dictate your speech, what you say, how you act, how you conduct yourself, even how you spend your money. All that's missing is some kind of centralized figure. I guess we could say right now, during the lockdowns and the COVID-19 scamdemic, like, you know, Fauci acts as like some kind of high priest, because he says one thing one day, and then he contradicts himself the other day. It's like everything he says is gospel. These are the type of false prophets people have to be careful with, because they declare one thing and that's gospel, and then the next day it might contradict itself. And Jesus warned us of this, Alex, that there will be false prophets. There'll be false Christs in the last days, and it could come in the form of medical tyrannies, the scientific community, and hyper-politics with communism. It's not just going to be some person that we're all used to, like, you know, some cult in some other religion. It could literally be a superstar that's coming out and trying to dictate your life. And people have to be very careful with who they're following and why they're following them, because people want to dictate your life. And we've been calling conspiracy theorists for so long, but like now it's just literally unfolding in real time every single day.
And that's why they need to silence us, is we've been proven right. We're vindicated. We're leaders. Everybody that's promoted this show, and you're a leader. And so they want to silence us because they're not going to get their agenda if they can't silence us. And what you talk about with the Antichrist, how there's precursors and, you know, kind of waves rolling in front of the Antichrist spirit and system, that's exactly what's happening. And there's many precursors or little Antichrists that are the devil and his system testing it out. But clearly they're getting us lined up for this. And Schwab even talks about it. He says, we're going to make it painful. We're going to make it angry. We're going to make your life hell so you accept the new utopia system coming and the new leader. I mean, they're lining it up for this.
Yeah, and it's like an abuser. Like if you're in like an abusive relationship, they try and act like your protector and your provider. It's very blasphemous. If you take a look at the federal government right now and the globalist system that's unfolding across the entire world, they literally want to be everything that the New Testament has laid out that you should worship God for, that Jesus said himself. You should worship God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, your all in all. He's your provider, your protector. That's what they want to be. That's why it's Antichrist. When you look at the Bible, Antichrist itself doesn't mean one in opposition towards Christ. It's also a pseudo Christ.
It's a counterfeit.
One in the position of. Yeah. And that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. In many ways, Alex, you and I both know this. They want to be your all in all. They want to dictate every single aspect of your life, even your children, people. Like, how much further does this need to go? They want to dictate your children. They want to jab your children. They think they know what's best, better than their own parent, for your own babies, your own children. That goes beyond politics, way beyond politics, way beyond Democrat, way beyond Republican, way beyond Trump, way beyond Biden. This is evil. It's evil when people think that they can dictate and control and know what's best for your own babies over you as a parent. How the hell could you ever allow that? Ever? In what universe?
By the way, you know what Fauci means in Latin?
Isn't it like death?
Death.
Right?
It means Grim Reaper.
You see what I'm saying? You see how this all just kind of like comes together? Like it's not pre-planned of us. It's pre-planned because God knew it was going to happen. But what people need to understand is now is the time not to be asleep. Don't be woke, because that term is absolutely thrown into the trash. You have to be awake right now. You have to be paying attention to what these people are actually doing. And that's part of the biggest problem is so many people are asleep. Alex, so we have millions of people in California.
They're in a trance. They're literally in a medical. It's admitted that especially big TV watchers, everybody, are at a near sleep. It's like a daydream. They're in a trance.
Listen to this, okay? Let's go back to Kyle Rittenhouse. Right now, there are protesters outside of the courthouse. They have signs with Joseph Rosenbaum dressed as Superman, and they're hailing him as a hero, a convicted child rapist.
I saw that. Guys, try to pull it up. What's the headline? It was like protesters at Rittenhouse trial, or what was
it? Go to Julio Rojas's Twitter. It's on there. The picture's on there. They're literally hailing him as a hero.
And Julio Rojas on Twitter.
And the closing arguments, and shout out to him. He's a good friend of mine. And the closing arguments today made by the prosecution, they're trying to paint the picture that Joseph Rosenbaum was a hero.
How many children did he rape? It was incredible. It was
multiple. Multiple.
I think it was like,
how do we get to this point? How do we get to this point where we are propping up child molesters out in the open? That is who Joseph Rosenbaum is and was. That's a fact. And that is exactly why they didn't want it to come out in the trial, because they knew if the jury knew this, they exactly knew that possibly this guy deserved to get shot, because Kyle Rittenhouse was a minor when Joseph Rosenbaum was charging him from behind.
Well, I was reading about Rosenbaum. He was raping little kids.
Yes, minors. And now they're hailing him as a hero. You see how twisted this is? We can't allow ourselves to get to this place of depravity as a nation, as a society, where, listen, George Floyd is one thing. He's a fentanyl addict, right? He's been propped up, been given statues. Are they going to give Joseph Rosenbaum a statue next?
Probably will.
A convicted child rapist? Look it, there it is right there. Selfless heroes. This is shocking.
And they're still calling them heroes, even though, what, two of them have turned... two of them are dead. One of them's turned a state witness and admitted that he was basically full of crap. State witness.
People need to seriously wake the hell up, because when we have gotten to a place in society where we have open child molesters now being praised as heroes, you need to seriously take note of
that. I've got articles right here where major professors are saying pedophilia is good.
And there it is. The reason why I'm giving a warning right now is because when you enter into this total depravity, when you enter into this just void of morality, innocence will be hurt. Innocence will be violated. It's the same thing that happened in Loudoun County, where they tried to cover up the rape of a ninth grade girl that got sodomized in a unisex bathroom. And they tried to cover it up.
And then he went to another school and did it again, reportedly.
Exactly. But the point I'm trying to make is, this is where it goes. The innocence gets violated. The innocence gets hurt, all because of a political agenda, because you're afraid to be politically correct and you want to cover up your politically incorrect agenda. You want to keep that policy in place.
That's exactly how the pedophiles took over the Catholic Church. Exactly. Well, we'll be right back with Drew Hernandez, who is really fired up.
I'm cutting this brief.
It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021, and that means there's only a few days left until November 15th for you to take advantage of the biggest sale of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early, ends on this coming Tuesday. You get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on best-selling items. Now, I'm not going to list them all here, but 60% off on Ultra 12 with free shipping, double Patriot points. That's the best deal we've offered in years. Back in stock, Brain Force Plus, 50% off the amazing nootropic. Sold out for more than 2 years. Now back in stock and improved and even stronger. Ultimate Bone Broth Paleo Formula with chaga mushroom, with turmeric, with bee pollen, and so much more. It's discounted as well with free shipping. And so many other items are up to 60% off with store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. We're fighting the globalists as hard as we can and selling great products to fund it. Please support us and make your life better. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years and is going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food, so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today, a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. And I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
only one burning desire. And that's living in a free country. Drew Hernandez is going to be co-hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., and he is fired up. Owen Schroyer will do about 30 minutes of news, and then Drew's going to come in. They're going to have a lot of clips. I got a lot of clips from the case. I know Owen has them, a lot of the crazy stuff that's happened in the Rittenhouse trial, and so they're going to be going over that and a lot more, talking about free speech in general and what's happening. But you have a lot to say, so in this last segment, get into it. You're talking about statements they've made, the prosecutors made, that if you have a gun, period, you deserve to go to jail if you defend yourself.
Yeah, the prosecutors are basically coming out and saying this. He said this earlier. Binger said, you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. So people need to understand that this is where this goes. It goes beyond Kyle Rittenhouse. It goes to the Second Amendment. It goes to self-defense. And we're seeing this across the board because people, like I've been saying on this entire show, is the ones who get hurt the most when law and order is subverted and when law and justice is thrown out the window, the ones who get hurt are the defenseless and those that are innocent. Innocence gets hurt. So now when you have a prosecutor standing in front of the entire nation saying that you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brings the gun, this individual does not take into consideration the Second Amendment. But this is where this agenda is, Alex. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in law and order. They don't believe in self-defense. They just believe in whatever they want to define for the time. And he knows, this guy knows, this prosecutor knows that millions of people are watching and they all agree with him.
Well, I'll tell you this. Democrats in general have decided to do whatever the deep state wants, and they don't even need to get orders. They just engage in very corrupt behavior everywhere. I mean, it came out, this prosecutor, witnesses said, told them change their testimony and lie. It's insane.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is when we have opened the door in the United States of America to an absolute void of morality. We see it in Hollywood, in the music industry, in education, obviously in politics. But what people fail to remember is when you open that kind of door, it's also going to go to the so-called quote unquote justice system in a society. So it's no surprise to me that we are totally depraved in the United States of America. Not everybody, not the viewers, but we do know that right now the justice system itself is only going to get worse if we don't consider this and attempt to put in more people, the next generation.
Absolutely.
That are going to have some kind of moral code that want to become lawyers and that put a stop to stuff like this.
Well, listen, I'm not naive, okay? And my mom's brother, who died 7 years ago of pneumonia, was a great guy, one of the smartest people I knew, and was a great patriot, and never bragged about it, but he was like a huge war hero in Vietnam, delivering special ops, helicopter pilot. He had 6 silver stars, not brown stars, silver stars. And he worked in Iran-Contra for the CIA through the Army. And, I mean, he lived down in Central and South America until my cousin was like 10 years old, so he was always down there. He told me he got out of it all because the government was literally kidnapping children and running them to the embassy, and he didn't know where they were going, but he said, I'm not going to be part of this, and got out of it. Now, that was back under Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan obviously was involved, he said, not that he knew, but he was, you know, in charge of a lot of stuff down there. He was, you know, he was involved running some stuff. And he was the guy in charge of communications. And back then they were still using shortwave back to the Pentagon because nobody could grab it or block it. That was still what they thought the most secure thing. And so he had a soul and said no. So, you know that stuff's going on because you're 13 years old, 12 years old, and your uncle's sitting there working on his car in San Antonio, and he says, let me tell you, the world really works, kids. And like 2 hours later, you're like, wow, this is insane. And he was a huge Christian, he was a Christian, but not like a super Christian until he really saw this evil, and then he really got Christ strong. But to sit back and watch these judges in the Texas case and the Connecticut case lie and say we didn't give them what they asked for in depositions or in the subpoenas when we overkilled it, and to just say that we did this, and then Owen Schroyer never got subpoenaed, never got asked anything in the suit. He got sued for reading a Zero Hedge article on air about news coverage of us at Sandy Hook. He's defaulted and doesn't in Texas and doesn't even get a trial, or like he's a human. He's a totally separate person. In basic law, you can't sue somebody unless they've said your name. A bunch of people never said their name. You can't do it if they didn't send you statute of limitation stuff or send you a takedown notice. Never did it. They don't care about any of that. No. And so I didn't know that they were down to the local level this bad. But I've talked to a lot of lawyers. They said, well, it's only lately. And now I'm reading articles where Democrat judges are defaulting people in other suits that are Christians and conservatives everywhere. They're just not letting us have access to the courts. They sue us, and it's all rigged. And that's a danger to everyone. So people ask, how am I handling this? I'm fine. I'm Alex Jones. I got a lot of supporters. I've got God on my side. Whatever happens is God's will. But I really just worry about the people in general and the forced inoculations and the tyranny and the vaccine. I was talking to Eddie Bravo last night, you know, great guy, and he's out in California. He's trying to leave. Famous jiu-jitsu guy. We talk every day. And he said, man, you can't go anywhere without a vaccine passport. You can't get, only you can get is gas. You can't go in gas stations. You can't go in sandwich shops. You can't go to the mall. You can't go in the school. And now they're coming after his kids. He's got to move. But then he knows, even though he's going to move here probably, they're still going to come after him here. Drew, I know I'm ranting, but this is serious.
No, it's lawlessness. This is what we're dealing with now. Everything that we've been warning about with total lawlessness, that's going to affect everybody. I mean, it's like, how does this stuff end up happening? It's because we have people that are depraved in these high positions where now they use and abuse their power in order to go after people that they disagree with politically. And they use the quote unquote justice system to go after their political opponents whenever they decide to, because they know they have the power to do it. They have the power to control the media. They have the power to control the so-called justice system. They have the power to control it at a local level. They will leverage that. They don't play fairly, Alex. You and I know this. They will never play fairly. They will abuse all the power that they have, that they wield, because they know that's the only thing that they have to silence someone that's speaking the truth or that's speaking out against them and exposing them for who they really are. And it just blows my mind that people just sit here and continue to think that this is just some kind of conspiracy theory that's happening not only in our country. I mean, you take a look at Soviet Russia. You take a look at Mexico right now. You take a look at different countries, and it's the same thing. When there's a lack of morality and it's total corruption, this is the direction that it goes. So it's like, how this can't happen in the United States of America. There's no way. It's happening now.
And now there's giant millions of people coming across, hundreds of thousands of children, and Senate report confirms many are kidnapped and are in sex slavery. I mean, it's just the bottom's falling out. This is, how much worse is this going to get, Drew?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and, you know, I ask myself every day, what's it going to take for the millions of lemmings out there to finally just wake up to the reality of the truths of these things? And, you know, sometimes I ask myself, I don't know, maybe a natural disaster. Maybe some kind of revival, people will submit to the gospel. Maybe we'll receive some kind of foreign attack that'll wake someone up. Because, I mean, until we're in full-blown authoritarian tyranny, when people are in breadlines and they have nothing any longer. Look how long it took, right? Communism in Cuba, it's taken them decades to get some serious uprisings going, right? Who knows? The United States of America is just getting going. People are embracing Marxism. They're embracing globalism. And I don't know how long it'll take for this country to, and I'm not talking about the viewers. You guys know, you guys are awake. I'm talking about the millions of people out
and
there.
And notice it's the same story. Oh, there's going to be breadlines until the communism gets in, and then it gets better, and it only gets worse.
It's here. It's here. It's barely unfolding. We're going to see what happens, but thank God we still have patriots out there that are still willing to stand up, speak up, and say something and speak out against it. I mean, right now, you really got to protect your kids. You really got to protect your family. You got to protect your inner circle, because they are going after people that appear to be going against the narrative. And, you know, I just think, Alex, that right now we're living in a time in the United States of America where it could literally be a turning point. People are going to have to make a decision. And I don't like to be so polarized or tribalized, but it's not left or right. It's just good or evil at this point.
That's right. We got the huge General Flynn excerpts tomorrow. We're going to air it on Wednesday, where he lays out the battle plan, the peaceful plan for victory. But it is over the top powerful. Get ready for that on Wednesday. And just remember, we are fighting as hard as we can to stay on air and to reach more people. And Drew has so much courage with what he does and his great work. You can follow him on Twitter at Drew H. Live, correspondent for Real America's Voice, americasvoice.news. Drew Hernandez, he's going to be co-hosting for a couple hours with Owen Schroyer and the War Room, and that starts in just a few minutes. If your local stations don't carry it, please pick up the War Room. But regardless, you can tune in at Infowars.com/show and freeworldnews.tv. And freeworldnews.tv just takes you to band.video. It's an index of all the same videos. It's just a different URL. That's how we get around the censors. So that's the URL to share, freeworldnews.tv, and it won't get you censored as much. Freeworldnews.tv, that's a great URL that we've had for a while. We had a lot of other URLs that they've banned, so we've moved on to that one, and that one's been really strong. We are Free World News. We are fighting the globalists. We are standing up at point-blank range. Drew, we got 30 seconds. Take us out.
America, you need to wake up to the reality. Look at the culture. Look at education. Look at politics. Look at the grand scale. Look at the entire world. Look at the justice system, the so-called justice system. It's all being subverted. Right now, you need to stand up for what's true, for what's righteous, and what's honest, because it's either now or it's never.
That's absolutely right. Choose God, folks. God will win in the end. This is all a giant test. War Room comes up now with Owen Schroyer. Don't forget, 8 a.m. weekdays, American Journal with Harrison Smith. Stay with us.
I'm cutting.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever. And 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever. And it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula. And what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this. And what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing. And it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car or in your house that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls you were free works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts. Way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work, they work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.